The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It's week number two of the high school football season on 97.5 Glory FM. And this week we'll bring you exclusive coverage of the game between Flowery Branch and Habersham Central. Both teams looking for their first win of the season, as last week the Raiders lost in a tough one to one of their best rivals in Stevens County, losing at the reservation in Toccoa, while it was Jason Tester's Falcons losing at home in the opening game of the season against Jackson County, in a game the defense had trouble with last week. Can they rebound this week and improve from week one to week number two? That's the big question for the Falcons this evening. It's week number two as Flowery Branch takes on Habersham Central and Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. It's time to kick things off with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. And live from Flowery Branch, it begins with a kickoff now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It is week number two of the high school football season here on 97.5 Glory FM. We're at Flowery Branch at Falcon Field for a non-region matchup between the Habersham Central Raiders and the Flowery Branch Falcons. Along with Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, and Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you here from Falconville, getting ready for this matchup. Counting at the kickoff of the Longstreet Cafe pregame show until 7:30 this evening. And guys, both teams looking for their first win of the season.
Yeah, it ought to be a pretty interesting game tonight. I know that the Falcons struggled a little bit last week. They got the safety. They went a quarter and a half and held them. It was 2-0. Then all of a sudden, Jackson County exploded on them and got 31 points. And then on the other side, Habersham had the lead early on at 10-0. And then Stevens County came storming back and won that one 28-10. So the battle of Curry went to Stevens County this year. So this ought to be a decent matchup. I know that new offensive coordinator for Flowery Branch, Matt. That probably everybody having to get used to everybody. Harper, I think this year, getting used to of everything. They may be changing quarterbacks and all that stuff. Just talking to folks before, because we didn't have a quarterback set for them yet.
I think because the game is shortened in a way because of the 10-game schedule versus 11 or 12 in college versus the 17 in the NFL, I think 0-2, Joe, really puts you in a bigger pickle. You're in more of a bind. At the high school level, you've already lost 20% of your games. Mm-hmm. However, as much as you're going to do, each coach is going to do everything they can. They can't get their guys bigger, but maybe they're sharper, they're faster, they adjust more quickly, they play at a better pace than they did last week. They make improvements and enhancements. Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't mean anything, because when region play kicks in, that's when it counts. You can go winless in non-region play and then have a really stellar region and get yourself in the playoffs and go as far as you possibly can.
Well, Mike and I talk a lot about in all the other sports that, you can get out and practice 7-8 days a week preseason, but you really don't know how you're going to do until game day and game night. And when you get under the lights, then you can kind of see, and coaches can dissect that film, players can look at it, because it's got a lot more technologically advanced than it used to be when he and I were in school. And so it's a little bit different there, but I agree with you on that. And the good thing for both of these teams, they're both in seven-team regions, meaning they'll have six region games. So they'll have four games to warm up for their region, if you will, and there are no private schools in either one of them. So they'll be straight. If they finish in the top four, then they should be going on, I believe.
So, Joe, you said something very interesting to me. You said you want to practice 7 or 8 days. That's old school. When you can practice 8 days a week,
exactly.
It doesn't matter about technology when you're getting that eighth day of practice in every week.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Joe mentioned about warming up. How's it down on the field, Gary Glenn?
It's pretty warm, but it's not as warm as it has been because the humidity is a little bit lower, and I think the 90s are not going to be coming back till Sunday. So we're on a turf field, so it's going to be plenty warm tonight, but we do not have, I don't see hardly a cloud in the sky, so thankfully we probably will not be having a repeat of last Friday night.
You didn't bring your umbrella tonight, Gary?
No, I'm sorry, Harper. The bumper chute has been left in the car because I didn't anticipate spending another midnight.
You needed a small watercraft like a kayak or something last week with all the rain that we got.
I think we're getting ready for the national
anthem. They're playing the alma mater right now. They'll get ready for the playing of the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes as we count down to kickoff with the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
Just thinking about the old saying, summertime and the living is easy. And just how true that is at Longstreet Cafe.
How so?
Well, first of all, we do all the cooking. Your favorite comfort foods, southern vegetables, steaks and chicken, even breakfast. That way, you don't have to be in a hot kitchen.
I agree.
Good to hear because...
I'm not doing the dishes.
Because you're always welcome at Longstreet Cafe.
Boy, do I feel guilty.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle program, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC. Innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And thanks to West Hall High Chaplain Dr. Zach Williams, my pastor at Flat Creek Baptist Church, joining us for the pregame prayer this evening. And looking forward to a big matchup this evening between Habersham Central and Flyer Branch. And guys, I think a lot of questions right marks right now because Flyer Branch lost so much off last year's team, Joe.
They did. They lost a bunch on both sides of the football this year. You know, Coach Tester is in his third season. They lost three off the offensive line. They're looking for Griffin Harper, Riley Borey to really kind of take over on offense. They've got the centers back. That might help them some. And defensively, they're still trying to rebuild from on the linebacker side. So we'll see what happens. But they did graduate a lot, and hopefully all those guys can come together. Got a new offensive coordinator. Hopefully they can build on that also this year. Habersham, you know, lost quite a bit last year from last year's graduation. Zeke Whittington is a key player. He's one of the receivers and defensive backs, and he led the team in receptions last year. And then DJ Pass, who came on after their starter got hurt, wound up with 865 passing yards the second half of the season last year. Both teams did make it in the playoffs. They both finished 5-6 on the season, made it in the first round and lost in that first round. Make sure I got my ducks in a row. Habersham Central's an 8-5A,
right,
and Flower Branch is an 8-4A, so one classification lower than the other one. But they, you know, number-wise, they both got a full house as far as students. Habersham has, I guess, he either has the curse or the blessing of being the only high school in the county. So that's why they're a higher, and they've always been set up there pretty high. And until this year, Flower Branch has been in 5A, and they've dropped down.
Well, that's what the GHSA compressing the number of classifications down to six now, Joe, from that standpoint. You mentioned Habersham Central also. They've been playing there as one school, county, since 72. 2, I believe it was, and they sometimes regret it because they had South Hab and North Hab. They have three middle schools now in that county. And they said, well, you know, we want everybody to be together. Well, that's all great, but it comes a point you start getting beat up. And we told our friends at the other station up in Cornelian, and it's like, okay, you start playing Buford's and you start playing these all these Gwinnett County schools, and you were traveling all the time at all the sports. And now I hope you get a little closer competition for them in the new look at a quad A and a quinte for them. Is that okay? Maybe you could be more competitive. Last year, you know, they've always been trying to battle to get the number four spot. Now they got a lot of excitement about maybe being number one or number two in that region.
Exactly. When you look at their region now, they've got Alcovy, Appalachie, Clark Central, Jackson County, Loganville, Wandabara, and Habersham Central in their division. So they've got a legitimate shot to finish first or second in that 8-5A division this year. With the schedule and the folks that are in that division. On the other side, Flair Branch has seven teams. They've got Cedar Shoals, East Forsyth, East Side, Madison County, North Oconee, Walnut Grove, and Flair Branch. Flair Branch can finish in the top four, but they're going to have to, because North Oconee, you figure, is a favorite. Madison County is going to be tough. East Forsyth coming off their first-ever playoff appearance last year, so they're going to be pretty good again.
East Side.
East Side is going to be good. So, you know, it's going to be a tough region over here for Flower Branch.
And Flower Branch only has nine seniors.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, they're having to replace. They lost the quarterback. They lost the top two running backs, lost a bunch of linebackers and receivers. So it's going to be a matter of how quickly Coach Jason Tester can get this group of youth to gel together.
And you're going to see it, too, when you have a team like this at Flower Branch and you may have trouble scoring points, you've got to depend on your defense to really shut down some folks.
Well, early the defense is usually ahead of the offense because it takes a while for that offense to get together and get everything working. You know, you see it at all levels of football. I was watching some of the youth leagues play last week, and of course they're younger, but just getting the snap count down, things like that, you know, getting used to the cadence, getting used to how your guy on the other side of you throws a block or tries to get rid of somebody that's blocking him. It, all of it takes a while, and you know, when you're young, I mean, I know you got all that energy and you got a lot of excitement, and to your point, guys, early on that you're talking about, you know, these teams both made the playoffs last year, but they did finish 5-6. So they've got some things that they need to work on and get together if they're going to make it back to any kind of a playoff situation. You know, at least Habersham's not having to travel like they used to, Jim and Eddie, when they had to go all the way to Gwinnett and play all those people out there. That was something. But they're still having to travel, like you said, in places like, you know, some other people in the region like Clark Central. I don't know how many of those are home games, but, man, that's a ways.
I'll ask both you guys a follow-up in terms of Mike's question. There's a youth. You know, a bunch of guys that played freshmen. When I'm writing out this roster here and printing everything out, I'm looking sophomore, 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 junior, sophomore, sophomore, senior, sophomore. What's the point where you go, okay, I need depth. I've got to play a kid who may not be physically ready yet, but I've got to put him in the ballgame because my other guys are getting tired. You got to gain experience some way, shape, or form. I got to put one guy in, and it's going to be one of these sophomores. It's going to be a junior that didn't play a lot last year. Every coach has to deal with that a little bit, but when there's so many sophomores, and as you mentioned, Gary, there's so few seniors, that really creates a real challenge for a coaching staff.
The junior class is going to have to shoulder the burden, Harper. You know, the top people that are in contention for the starting quarterback spot, and we may see a dual quarterback situation, both juniors with a sophomore backup, the top running back. Is Griffin Harper. He's a junior. And it's going to be kind of a running back by committee situation for this because they're still feeling their way along, particularly last week since they only scored 2 points. You know that the offense has got some holes they've got to fill and some things they've got to do.
All right, coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. We'll bring you the starting lineups. We'll get ready for the coin toss and the kickoff of tonight's ball game. Habersham Central and Flower Branch on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
Just thinking about the old saying, summertime and the living is easy. And just how true that is at Longstreet Cafe.
How so?
Well, first of all, we do all the cooking. Your favorite comfort foods, southern vegetables, steaks and chicken, even breakfast. That way, you don't have to be in a hot kitchen.
I agree.
Good to hear because...
I'm not doing the dishes.
Because you're always welcome at Longstreet Cafe.
Boy, do I feel guilty.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Now, back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back in Falcon Field, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, Joe Gailey, Mike Morfitt with you here for our broadcast of high school football here this evening. Time for the starting lineup, Joe.
All right, four flare branch on the offensive side. Across the line of scrimmage, you got number 74, Jacob Hoover, number 65, Max Scott, number 59, Carson Peacock, number 58, Adam Gwynn, and number 50, Josh Pacheco. The tight end will be Jacob Miller. The receivers will be Brooks Resinella and Riley Burr and Tyler Robinson. Riley Burry will be the quarterback tonight for the Falcons. The running backs will be Dartavius Bletson, number 20, and number 21, Ashton Prehar. Griffin Harper will slide in at running back also, so they'll use all three of those guys. Habersham Central on the defensive side will have a 3-4 look. Austin Williams, number 51, will be a defensive end. Aaron Hitchcock on the other side, number 45, will be at end. Anthony Garrido will be a nose guard, number 52. The backers will be number 21, Landon Savage, number 19, Everett Rudisil, number 20, Griffin Cunningham, another Cunningham. A lot of those up in the Habersham areas, Mike and I know. Number 26, Noah Harkins will be the other linebacker. Two cornerbacks will be Brayton Strickland, number 3, Jay Feltus, number 14. The safeties will be Sawyer Burgess, number 14, and Tylan Davis, number 1. On the other side of the football, you'll have Habersham Central on offense. On across the line, you'll have Javonte Bowen on the line, Dawson Barnett on the line. Bowen's 60, Barnett's number 53. Number 67 is Waylon Henson. 69 is Edgar Reyes. 58 is Andrew Kinneroth. The receivers will be Brayton Strickland, number 3, Jay Feltus, number 12, Landon Savage, the receiver, number 21, and Zeke Whittington, one of their leaders, wears number 5. The quarterback will be DJ Pass. He wears number 15, returning from last year. Then the running backs will be 0, Donnie Warren, and 8, Antonio Cantrell. Defensively for the Falcons, they'll be in a 4-3 most of the night. Finn Barnes, number 25, will be an end. Andrew Lefford, number 34. Then they'll have two tackles, basically 66, Eli Poole and Jason Clark, number 42. Linebackers will be Griffin Harper, number 1, number 24, Rylan Garrison, and number 28, Jackson Prehar. The defensive backs will be Parker Burry, number 3, and Tripp Morris, number 5. Tristan Mendoza will be a defensive back, number 9, and Tanner Renard will be number 12 in the other defensive back. And that's your starters for both teams.
And on the umpiring crew, we've got the referee is Brian Stradley. The umpire is Jamal Brown. Headline judge is Larry Etheridge. Line judge is Shane Lively. Field judge is Mark Staten. Side judge is Garrett Hart. Up there with you guys on the electric clock is Michael Wyford, and on the play clock, and we do have in both end zones, Juan Morfa. You know, you mentioned a couple of those defenders. They're pretty good for Flowery Branch, guys. Jason Clark, pretty good wrestler for him, and Griffin Harper, in addition to running back and linebacker, was a state champion wrestler.
Bingo. How about that?
So you've got some people that have got some toughness over there. Yep. They just may not have enough of them, and depth is going to be a problem. Did you notice that on that one side that they sent us the roster for Flowery Branch, only one side was listed as the varsity?
Yeah.
They got a whole bunch of ninth graders, but we don't know if they're going to see any action tonight, but it's because some of them have the same numbers as the varsity.
I'll tell you guys a funny story about my time playing Habersham Central. It was my senior year, my only year I played football at North Hall. First game of the season, was against Habersham Central at their new stadium then, Raider Stadium, which is a beautiful stadium. It was something back then. And on that team was two.
Did the Dinosaurs help build that for you?
Oh, it was a great place, man. I'm telling you, it was amazing. But they had two players, two gentlemen, as Harper. One was named Terrell Osborne, one of my best friends. I lived in Cordelia for a couple of years in elementary school, and he was one of my best friends. He went to Georgia Tech and was an outstanding lineman. And also Anthony King, whose son played at Georgia, and Anthony played at Clemson on and played for the Cleveland Browns later on. But I'll always remember this, lined up on an extra point play. They beat us badly that first game of the season. I'm the largest player on North Hall's team, playing defensive tackle, 175 pounds, 6'4", 175
wet, right?
pounds.
Wet with,
and I was the biggest player on the team.
Shoes.
Wow. And I lined up and across from Terrell. He was 6'4", 275 pounds. And so tell me about how important size is with these high schoolers.
Yeah. It is. I mean, we talk about when you played when I was in school, and 175 was probably the biggest guy in our classification, and it was at our school for sure.
That was me.
And now you're looking at guys that if they bench 500 and they weigh 250.
And they got speed too.
Exactly.
The biggest guy on our team was Alec Bryan. He was state champion wrestler, shot putter, discus thrower, all that kind of stuff. Got a full ride to Georgia Tech. He's about 200 pounds. We thought he was a giant.
Gary, how close are we getting to coin toss, you think?
Well, we've got I saw the captains come out. Habersham Central has come out. Now, they do it a little different over here at the branch. They have the visitors on the sidelines next to the press box with you guys. I'm on the other sideline over here because we kind of with the home team, but they got them lined up right here, Mike. We're just about ready to. Joe, they got the captains lined up. You can see the branches numbers.
Yep, I see the ones you got over there now, and I'm looking across. I've got Tyler Robinson, number 0, Griffin Harper. I've got 66, Eli Poole, and I see a number 50. That might be Harry Doctor that is off of the ninth grade team. That's the only number 50 that I see on my roster.
Well, I'll tell you one thing
Josh
about
Pacheco
size,
wearing number 50.
The fight and the dog and all that kind of stuff. I've seen some really big guys that may not want it as bad as some of the little guys. So there's some smaller guys that, whatever level, elementary, Pop Warner, high school, college, pro, that they just don't have that same attack in them. Oh. So there is a way for a 175-pound Mike Wofford to beat a 275-pound guy if he's got that fight. Now, it may not happen on every single play, but there's a few that you can beat the guy that's in front of you just because your technique and everything is good and that guy gets tired. But, yes, the kids are bigger. They're eating more Cap'n Crunch and eating more hot dogs than I ever did.
Down in the center of the field with Gary.
All right, you got the Habersham.
Well, going to lose you, Gary.
Captains real quick are Donnie Warren for Habersham, Brayton Strickland, Antonio Cantrell, Dawson Barnett.
And the referee, Brian Stratto. We got some dead zones here in this field, I've discovered.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can get the referee. The
referee's Brian Stratley, and he's talking to the.
All right, guys, my name is Brian. I'm going to be your referee. Be your umpire, okay? You're going to hear from us all night long, okay? So please just do your best to follow. Okay, play with good sportsmanship. That's one thing that I'm going to ask, okay? Don't you play hard. Just play like you've been coached, okay? Habersham, you're a visiting team. I got a special coin. This coin here on the V with the American flag is head. This side is going to be tails.
Tails never fail.
Tails.
Okay?
All right, waiting for the coin toss.
Well, Habersham won the toss.
Habersham wins the toss.
Yep.
They're going to defer.
All right, so that means they'll kick. Wireman gets it. We're back with the kickoff coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
Just thinking about the old saying, summertime and the living is easy. And just how true that is at Longstreet Cafe.
How so?
Well, first of all, we do all the cooking. Your favorite comfort foods, southern vegetables, steaks and chicken, even breakfast. That way, you don't have to be in a hot kitchen.
I agree.
Good to hear because
I'm not doing the dishes.
Because you're always welcome at Longstreet Cafe.
Boy, do I feel guilty.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
We'll be right back.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by North Hall Tire and Wheel. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And here to give you the kickoff is Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get ready to get the picture, folks. You've got Habersham Central all in white with their navy blue numbers, orange helmets, orange trim, flower branch, all in black, white numbers, white headgear, trimmed in red and black. Red and white, excuse me. Referees are meeting at the center of the field. As you heard, Habersham won the toss, deferred to the second half, so Flair Branch will receive the kickoff for Habersham Central. The kicker is Camden Meads, number 48. He'll be the kicker and the punter for Hab Central this evening. Back deep to receive for Flair Branch. We'll get those when they come out in a second. As we look down on the field, you've got numbers 5, which is Tripp Morris. And the other young man is 21 or 22, number 20. Missed them both, number 20, Dartavius Bledson. So Bledson and Morris are deep to receive for the Falcons.
Joe, if I'm head coach Justin Taster, I'm actually wanting to get the ball first. We didn't score last week. We didn't play like we wanted to. I want to see my offense start to roll and do the things that we've been doing since spring ball, since camp started, since your first game, and everything in between. Let's get out there and let's show everybody what we can do.
Do it a little different here as you're looking at the radio, folks, listening to us, maybe watching us somehow or another. The difference in what we see a lot of times is Habersham's on our side of the field or on the stadium or on the seat side. The home team, Flair Branch Falcons, are on the opposite side of the field as far as their bench. There's a kickoff by Meads. High and deep, going to be brought down by Morris. No, it's going to sail in the end zone about 5 yards. So they'll take it out to the 25 and start at first and 10.
Harvey, you love this. This is our 23rd season here at Flair Branch. We broadcast our first game ever back in 2002. Back then, they had the old Atlanta Falcons helmets, those red ones with the Falcon insignia on the side of it.
Well, when the Falcons moved up here to Flowery Branch, there were a few items that would fit some of the players.
Exactly.
So some of the gear, they would end up getting something that back in those days, early Matt Ryan or Michael Vick or Brian Finneran. So there was an added feature to playing high school football in this area.
Raleigh Harper in the shotgun, one set back as Harper. 1-2 wideouts, both on the near side, one guy in a slot. Three-man, almost four-man front for Habersham. Going to hand off to Harper. Harper bounces through the 20, trying to get through. He's stacked up around the 23. A flag comes in from one of the side judges on the far side. Griffin Cunningham in on the tackle for Habersham Central. See what the flag is. Most likely a hold. Let's see what the white hat's going to say, a three-yard gain. Looks like it's going to be a Hab against Hab Central as they're doing it. White hat gives the sign, and it's going to be a first down automatic. So evidently a hold or something. So a big one after the three-yard gain, a penalty all the way down to 39, Harper.
Well, I know it was kind of popping in and out, but you heard Brian Stradley during the coin flip go, gentlemen, I want you to play like your coaches, but you better listen to me, and I want you to play fair and square. They start out first play of the ball game, Habersham, with a 15-yard penalty. Ball's now at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, the face was, I believe.
Yep, I believe that's correct. Two wideouts on the near side, one guy in motion. Hand off to Harper again. Harper's trying to get through, and he doesn't. He's going to get smashed back. Might have lost a yard. They're going to give him yardage up to the 40, so it'll be second down. Everett Rudisill that time on the stop for Habersham Central. The second down and call it 9 now. Ball will be at the 40-yard line.
Noah Harkins also was in on the bottom of that pile. Joe, he's a 6-foot linebacker, 225 pounds. We're talking about the size. Sonny Setafon, one of the top people from the defensive last year, also sticking his head in there on that first play. He wears number 9, but he's got his jersey hiked up about his shoulder pads. You can't hardly read that number.
I noticed that. You got Tyler Robinson out deep on this side. Along looks like Brooks Rusinella. Going to hand off this time again to number 1. That's Harper. Harper is going to get across the 43 out to about the 45. Give him a five-yard gain. It'll be third down, but only about four to go this time. Good game.
Well, that play design, Joe, looked like it was supposed to go in between the tackles, and Griffin Harper didn't like what he saw, and so he plants that right foot and goes to his left.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons are going from right to left across your radio dial, and he bounces to the outside, but before he gets to where the hash mark's up, then he plants his left foot and tries to take it up the field. He got five, but he was collared down there at the 45-yard line. Good stop by Habersham.
Up high, tackle right around the shoulder pads and drug him down, the tackler did. Both wideouts on the far side, number 88. Jake Bursinger had a slot position. He'll move from left to right. Set back is Harper right beside him, the quarterback. Riley's gone. The pass is incomplete. Thought there might have been interference down there, but there wasn't.
Somebody got Clay shoved Cannell. From behind, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Clay Cannell was the intended receiver.
Looks like out of bounds. So
out of bounds.
Maybe they just judged it on that. But
uncatchable or something?
Uncatchable. I don't know. But somebody definitely got shoved from behind.
Fourth down, 4 yards to go. See if they're going to go for it. They got number five coming in for Habersham to run it back. That's Whittington.
He's the number one player, Joe.
Yeah. Now they're running around. Borey's trying to direct traffic. They will snap it. It's going to be number one. Harper will kick it. He'll kick it, and it'll land down inside the 20. It'll stop right around, check up at the 15, and roll back out to the 17, and it'll be down right there. So from the 45 down to the 17. At a 35, 37-yarder maybe?
38, yeah.
38-yard, good deal. My math worked pretty good that time, Harper.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Not next time.
Hey, close counts when we're on the fly like this and on the air.
There you go.
And that was a
I lost you right there, but I think you said quick kick right there.
Yeah, a quick punt.
Yeah. Direct snap to him. That was Griffin Harper was the punter. Now they come out the other DJ pass with one running back. It's like Cantrell. It might be warm back there. It comes up beside him. It is a warm pass out here to number three, Braden Strickland. Strickland going to try and get around the guy. Might have got out to the 20. Well, he's out to the 24. They said after he threw him down, the tackle's going to be by Tanner Renard. His older brother played a couple of years ago, Michael, if I remember correctly. Second down. They go in a hurry. No huddle. Four wideouts. They spread out across. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 linemen. Quarterback is passed with one setback. That's Warren. Second down, about 3 yards to go. Change it at the line of scrimmage. Play clock down at 22. Plenty of time on the play clock. And they put the running back over to his left of the quarterback. Pass, looking to go deep. Throws it down. He's got one intended receiver. Throws it in between. Knocked away at the last minute. Zeke Washington against Whittington right there. And Washington knocks it away at the last moment.
Yeah, it was a crowd down there. Tanner Renard was also putting a hand up there, number 12 there.
Intended receiver that time was Zeke Whittington, like I said. So he had Zeke against Zeke. And the one dressed in black won the battle on that one. Third down now in about three.
And the number fives, both Trip Morris and the receiver were wearing number five. The ball hits Washington in the hands, and it bounces off his shoulder pads and falls incomplete.
Fake handoff, they go to a man, like a little slant right there, and he's going to be short of the band. Good defense that time by Flair Branks. Jay Feltus came up and hit him. He read it perfectly, it looked like to me, Harper. He came up there and made the tackle.
Yeah, and Griffin Harper,
yep.
That guy we talked about that was the champion wrestler, also went on that. So well read that time and diagnosed by the branch.
It was Braden Strickland, I think, on the catch that they read it perfectly. It's going to be fourth down and about 3.5. They'll be punting. Means is back to punt. And the receiver for the branch, the number is 0. That's going to be Tyler Robinson.
Line of scrimmage is 24.
Snap's good. The kick is missed. No, they get him because they tackle him in the backfield. And they keep pounding him right there. Flair Branch is going to knock him down inside the 15.
Yeah, number 20.
Hi, Hope.
Wow. They came in there in a hurry. He couldn't kick it. It would have been blocked. And he just started to run. And he just got walloped down there by several black jerseys.
Well, it looked like Trip Morris was the one that put the pressure to where the punter says, I can't get around him. I'm not going to put the ball on my foot. And Parker Burry is the one that ends it up that
has a clean break to get him and would have blocked it had he tried to kick it.
Yeah, it was
he
violent.
Ends up tucking it, and they tackle him at the 15-yard line. So after a first three and out, well, four and out with the penalty, and now Flowery Branch has excellent field position, probably the first time all season, Joe, that they've mm-hmm. been in the red zone.
Garrison.
First down at the 15. Quarterback is right up behind him. That's Borey. Riley's got him. And a handoff to number one. And he's going to go through all the way down inside the five.
Harper.
That's a two. Griffin Harper with the run. Picks up a big first down. Got about 12 yards. Down to the three. Big burst right up there between Adam Ginn, Josh Pacheco, yeah. Carson Peacock.
Sawyer Burgess prevented the touchdown.
They go in a hurry again. No receiver's going to hand off to Harper again. Or Griffin. Yeah, Harper again. And Harper's riding the guys along the from basically north to south instead of east-west right there, and he gets down maybe to the one.
Yeah, forward progress will give you. He running just off of right guard, right tackle, as he did in the previous play. Contact at the line of scrimmage just keeps those big legs churning, and he gets stopped at the one. He'll come out of the ballgame.
Satterfield and Harkins preventing that score, but he got two down to the one. So you got second and goal from the one-yard line.
Number 21, Ashton Prehar is in the game now at the running back position. Borey under center, one man in motion. All center runs around the near side. The guy that went in motion came around and got the touchdown, the first of the year. That was number zero, Tyler Robinson. They got the score for Flowery Branch. First touchdown of the year for him in the little. He started in motion, and they tried to do a little, I call it, quick-a-roo back there in the back, and Borey stood up, thought he looked like he was going to hand off to Prehar. He handed it off to the man coming across, which was Tyler Robinson, and he just beat everybody around this end that Harper and got the touchdown.
Well, your goal line and short yardage, you've got your quarterback under center, so it's a different look to do that jet screen. Quarterback has to turn around real quick. There's a flag. I don't think he made
flag
it.
Flag, and Risson let him miss the extra. Borey is saying it's good. And it will be good, and that'll be 7-0 Flower Branch at 6:46 in the quarter.
And Branch is on the board. We're back after this timeout here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Now back to the game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It was a three-play, 15-yard drive. Took a minute 11 off the clock. There's also been a penalty as Branch will kick it off at the 45-yard line.
Resinella hits it, a little worm burner down to about the 7. Donnie Warren has it. He's back out to the 15. Gets punched back, comes around the next and inside the 20, the 25. Got tripped up right there, make it out to 30. Got stopped on the far side, ran into a wall of black jerseys, cut back this direction, and got it from the 15 out to right just shy of the 30-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, he had on his Teflon britches, Joe. They couldn't hold on to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him several times. He just kept giving them that shaky leg and took off to the far sideline.
Ball's going to be on the 31, Habersham Central, DJ pass with Donnie Warren in the backfield. You'll have Braden Strickland out. You'll have Jay Feltus out to the far side. Zeke Whittington out to the far side. Three receivers. You'll have a tight end. 3-4 defense. You're missing a lineman. They got him out there last minute. That's Bowen. First down and right at the 31. High snap. Handoff to Warren. Warren trying to come around to this side. He got pinned up. No gain right there to 31. Number 12 was in on the tackle.
Yeah, good stop. And Ryland Garrison, number 24, also combined with
Tanner Renard.
Tanner Renard. Mm-hmm.
He forced after that really nice run that Donnie Warren had to get the ball out to the 31. He didn't like what he saw in between the tackles and tries to bounce it out to the outside, but two quicker guys were able to bring him down for no gain.
They were able to get up there and kind of stop him where he couldn't go for any further, tried to cut it back in and got stopped right there. Second down, 10 yards to go. Back Warren pitch out to him in the backfield. He bounces off a couple of guys, and the Falcons are going to knock him back inside
Bumble.
The 20. The ball came out.
Are they going to say it was down?
Yep, I'm not sure.
I don't know about that. No.
Yeah, they're saying Falcons football. Looks like to me that was Parker Borey. He's made two big plays over there. They're going to talk about it for a moment. The ball looks like, yeah, it's going to be Habersham's football at the 15. Two times in a row going to start at the 15. How about that?
Well, I'm not sure. It was Robinson or Harper one, I think, that came up with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They popped up. No, he kept trying to get more yardage, and they just bouncing off of him and hitting him, and finally the ball popped out.
Ball popped out of there, and boom.
Well, if body language is an indicator, Donnie Warren, as soon as he got up, that was a fumble, and I dropped the ball.
Yep.
And that's to me, one of the indicators. They're not fighting it over on the Habersham sideline.
15, balls at the 15. Riley Burry hands off to Griffin Harper. Griffin's going to scoot across, get down to just inside the 10, or right at the 10 is where the officials spot it. Be second down and 5. Tackle Everett Rudisill on the tackle. That's his second on the evening.
Well, if you don't know what a cowboy does, he gets on the back of a horse, and then he tries to go as far as he can, and that's what Everett Rudisill did on that last play. He got on the top of Griffin Harper and rode him for about a 5-yard pickup. Ball's at the 11.
Just held on to him, didn't he, as he went down through there. You'll have Whittington coming in for Burgess, the defensive backfield. Two wideouts, both on the near side. Robinson, looks like Rissanella. One man in motion, that's Big 88. I'm going to hand off to Parker again. Griffin going inside the 10, down to about the 8. Nope, the 9. That's his knee touchdown at the 9. It'll be third down. Got to get to about the 5, so third down and 4 now. On the Habersham Central 9-yard line.
Well, with the exception of the touchdown, which was coming from the 1-yard line, just about every play that Flowery Branch has run has been in between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they favor the right or left guard, it depends. Flowery Branch coming in with a strong left formation here with a tight end and a wing on the left-hand side.
A little fake in the middle, going to hand off to Harper again. Harper's going to cut inside, try to get down. Then we got a flag coming in from the head official in behind.
Well, Habersham that time made it look like a 7-man front. They jumped in because they said, if Flowery Branch is going to run between the tackles, we're going to put a bunch of people on the line. They stopped them shy of the first, but let's see what the penalty is.
I think we got another face mask.
Well, that'll be half the distance.
They've been tackling high all game.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've seen two that have been way up high. Whitehead's going to step over here, tell us what he's got. Personal foul. Face mask again. That's going to be the second one of the day. It'll be half the distance down there at the 6. Be first down at the 3-yard line. So great field position. Two possessions in a row for the Falcons. And they're looking at bumping this lead on out to 2-touchdown lead possibly here, Harper. Borey under center.
Jackson Prehar is in the backfield now.
Yep. Ashton Prehar in there. They're going to go to him, go up the middle. And he's going to get down to one. He's still pushing. Touchdown, Falcons.
That's a transfer from Buford there, by the way.
What a great run to keep your feet moving and churning, and you got 4 or 5 guys trying to hit you, and you're not going to bow to any one of them. Next thing you know, you got your first touchdown of the year.
Some mistakes for Habersham Central. 2 touchdowns for Flyer Branch here in the first quarter.
So Ashton Prehar pushes it in. A 3-yard touchdown run, 13-0, going to make it 14-0. Brooks Rissanella will stand at the 10. Good snap, hold the kick. Oh, it's blocked. Man came in off the far side. That was Warren, I think. Yeah, Donnie Warren came in off the far side and blocked that. It makes it 13-0 with 4:03 left in the first quarter.
And we're back in 1 minute from Fly Branch on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Now back to the game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Two 15-yard scoring drives for the Falcons. That one four plays, leading 13-0 after the block PAT.
Resonella with a little pop-up kick. Came down to 31. The up-back, Hudson Gailey. Yes, he's a cousin. Makes the grab and the fair catch right there to 31. Habersham will take over. They've had the right at the 30 field position both times. So they're at the 30, first and 10 for the Raiders.
So the big thing, just don't hurt him, okay?
Exactly. Don't hurt him.
That's say anything bad about him either, because you got to go to Thanksgiving dinner, don't
That's exactly right. DJ pass, Warren in the backfield. Going to hand off. No, he's going to pass it right over the middle. Threw it behind the receiver. Almost intercepted by number five.
Trip Morris.
Yeah, almost intercepted. He threw it behind his intended receiver that time, that I believe was number three, Braden Strickland. You got Donnie Warren in there. You got the quarterback going over to get the
flag
from the coach. Go flag down, okay.
Yeah, just picked it up. Let's see what they're talking
about. It's going to be against Habersham. He pointed that direction, so I'm not sure if it's a all sides or an illegal procedure. Might be illegal procedure if they had. 5 yarders to make it first and 15. You've got in the backfield, you'll have DJ Pass. Donnie Warren back there with him, I believe. In the backfield, Warren comes up right beside him. He claps his hands, and now four receivers took off right there, Hopper.
Well, none of the linemen did, and linemen are more congenial to one another. If you're not moving, I'm not moving.
Right.
Everybody else decided to go on the clap. So another 5-yard penalty puts them back. It's still first down, but they got 20 yards to go.
That's one of those things, Mike and Harper and Gary, that a coach, if he's got any hair, will start pulling it out pretty quick.
Or it'll start turning gray in a hurry.
Exactly. First and 20 now for the Raiders. Three down linemen for the branch. Looking to pass. Gets sacked in the backfield. Number 42 comes in and knocks him down. 42 is Jason Clark.
Well, guys, remember what I told you in the pregame show? With them not scoring any points last week, you got to depend on your defense. And they've done a much better job this week than last week.
They've stepped up here in the first 8.5 minutes for sure. Wow. Second down and a long way to go. They're at the 11. They've got to get to the 41. So it's second and 30. Or as Munson would say, second and forever.
Well, on that play, the offensive line looked like they didn't get up out of the stance because excellent job and very quick to be able to get with anybody.
Oh, it's intercepted. Right there, the man is stepped in front. The snapper did. Number 28 comes in. Jackson Prehar. That was Jackson this time. He stepped in front of the 10 receiver and picked it off right at the 7-yard line. Picked it off about the 10 and knocked down at about the 7-yard line. Wow.
It was a great break by Jackson Prehar. He read the quarterback's eyes perfectly right in front. He hit him right in the numbers. Look how he was throwing it to him.
Yep. That's a great break on the ball by Jackson that time. And the receiver on this near side, I believe.
They were both running stop routes, Joe, each one of the receivers. So they're going about 5, maybe 7 yards. They turn around. The ball was already in the air, but it wasn't to either one of them. It was to Prehar. All he had to do is just make sure I didn't drop it. Next thing you know, another drive inside the 20. This one's going to start at the 7-yard line.
Yep, first down and goal.
This one is half again as much as the last two drives, which started at the 15.
Burry under center. Griffin Harper behind him. One's a tight end, one man in motion. Going to hand off to Harper. No, the handoff to number 20 going the far side. He might have got a yard out of it. Number 20 is going to be Dartavius Bledson, the sophomore. He gets in that little kind of, they got 2 yards on it. He gets in that Harper like almost like a slot back, and then comes across, goes in motion right before the snap, gets it in that misdirection play. and he runs it in there.
He took some punishment by Sawyer Burgess, who grabbed him up around the shoulder blades and his pads and drove his head into the turf. Ooh.
Second down and goal. Ball's at the six. Same lineup as before. Four down linemen for the Raiders. One man in motion. Going to give off to Harper. He's going to get stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. Man in motion that time. Looked to be JT Cummins, I think, number eight. Or number seven, excuse me.
Anthony Garrido coming off now for Habersham. He's their defensive tackle. His helmet came off.
Zaylin Davis is going to come in for him. 280, 5'11".
Big boy.
Yes, he is.
So the 280 becomes 4. You noticed the 280 before you noticed the 5'11"?
I did.
I like that.
I saw the weight. Number seven comes off the field. That's Jacob Akers for Flowery Ranch. They're going to have a wide out this time. It's going to be Brooks Risanella. Also over this side looks like Tyler Robinson. Yes. Set back in a shotgun. Oh, he knocked it over his head. And he's got a follow-up. Burry does back at the 20. Snapped it a little high, and Burry's hit his hands and went back behind him. So that's going to be up a lot of fourth down. I would think if they've got a kicker, they might just kick it right here. Harper?
I would think so, but I don't know. You know, they just had that extra point block, so let's see what they do.
I think your center noticed the 285 before he noticed the 5'11", too, and that line, he held on to the ball a little bit too long. The center did. It goes over the quarterback's head, but they will try a 36-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm. That's Risanella. Is there to kick. Ball will be placed down at the 27-yard line. The kick is up. Now we got a flag.
That was a jump by Habersham.
Yep.
Let's see.
Yep.
That'll help out.
Well, they're probably still going to kick it. But
yep. Offsides on Habersham. Since will be a 5-yard penalty. They'll move it up to the from the 19.
17. Move about the 17 out.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, too. The Raiders
14.
Could be a lot
Excuse
of
me.
Penalties,
yep.
too.
Yeah, they are. They are committing a lot of penalties. I was thinking about that because they had two face masks.
A lot of mistakes, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a 31-yard field goal thereabouts.
Ball's been placed down as
the Resinella's going to have to get his steps down. Guys, did you see he was almost to the point of kicking the ball when they blew that whistle and they just stopped him?
Yep.
Now they're going to think about this a little bit now.
Everybody's going over, so we're going to have a timeout on the field, I'm thinking, or maybe they're going to use their whole 25. The clock's going to start.
Which it did. The referee wound it up, and now they're probably going to take a timeout. They're going to need to because they're not ready to kick.
No, there's 15 seconds on the play clock, and they're all standing over on the sideline. 52 seconds left in the quarter. Flyer Branch leads it 13-0. They come back out.
And they reset the play clock. It's at 40, and they're not running it. So that's going to be an interesting.
I'm kind of like the coaches from Hammerstein. Why did the play clock reset over there? Unless there was a timeout somewhere. That doesn't. Anyway, they're going to kick it right here.
31 yards now.
Yep. Risanella will attempt the kick, snap the hole. The kick is up, and it is plenty long enough. It is good. 16-0 with 23 seconds left in the first.
And we'll take time out with them. It's your tune to 97.5 Glory FM.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Well, there's still a lot of questions about, was that a timeout? Was it not a timeout? Not much of a long break. Supposed to be a minute between the score and the kickoff, but they're ready to kick this thing off.
They are. Risanella's got it. He's putting it on the tee. We've got Warren and Whittington back deep for the Raiders. 23 seconds left here in the first quarter. 16-0 Falcons. They've seen short fields, great field position, and a couple of touchdowns that they didn't get last week and a field goal. Here's the kick by Meat. It's up. A little short pop-up again. And Hudson Gailey will take the fair catch at around the 22-23-yard line and have Central have it first and 10 right there.
Yeah, they scored in every way they didn't score last week.
Exactly.
They kicked a touchdown, extra point, field goal. All they had last week was a safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as I said in the pregame, Gary, they had that for like 18 minutes of the game in the first half before, you know, the other team even decided to start scoring. And when Jackson County decided to start scoring, they scored a lot. First and 10, ball's at the 23-yard line. DJ pass with Donnie Warren in the backfield. 1-2-3 wideouts. Feltus, Strickland, Whittington. One guy in the slot. Pops off, going to hand off to Warren. Warren gets it, dances through one guy at the 30. Knocked down and close to the first down. Got out to the 31-yard line. Got 8 yards on the carry. Be second down in two.
Joe, real quick, I just heard that of for Coach Harrison. He was upset on that last play on the field goal because they said the center had already set. Harper, you know about this, put his hand on the ball, ready to go. Then the players went to the sidelines and didn't call anything.
I didn't understand it at all because the clock was winding down. It was well under 15. And then all of a sudden, next thing I look, and it's reset at 40. So I didn't understand that one at all. Second down, about 2 yards to go. That'll be the end of the first quarter. 16-0, Falcons in the lead.
Yeah, great quarter for the Branch. We're back in 1 minute with quarter number two here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Quarter number two about to begin with the Branch leading 16-0 over Habersham Central.
Second down, 2 yards to go for the Raiders. Early score from Wesley and North Hall leads the Wolves 7-0. Early on down there, scores of interest. Dalton on top of North Oconee, 14-0. There's a handoff to Warren right in the middle. Got the first down across the 40, down to about the 42.
Joe, the other Wolves, Buford, they're leading Benedictine, a powerhouse out of 11. Savannah, 10-0. And also it is Oglethorpe County over East Hall, 7-0.
11-yard gain. Number five comes in and makes the tackle right there, and that's going to be Tripp Morris.
Well, Tanner Renard had him around the ankle. By the way, the Prehars are brothers.
Gotcha. Is that the first down of the night for Habersham Central, guys?
Might be.
It is. Yes, it is.
Two turnovers and three and out.
It's a ball snapped. It's going to be recovered.
Looks
possibly.
Like another turnover.
Yeah. The quarterback pass couldn't get it, and this fell on right there by fake number 88. Falls on top of it for Flowery Branch. That's going to be Jake Bursinger.
Shotgun snap for DJ pass, and I think he looked downfield right as the ball was about to hit his hands, and he forgot everything that a quarterback needs to know.
Football 101, Harper, you don't try to pick it up like that. You fall on it. They coach that in the peewee leagues.
Ball's going to be at the 35 after the bad snap, fumble recovery by Flowery Branch, already leading at 16-0, 11-26 here in the second quarter.
This is some of the best field position I've ever seen a team have in the first quarter.
Especially four possessions in a row.
Yeah.
Ball's on the 35-yard line. Two wide outs. Going to hand off to the new running back in there, number 20 this time, Dartavius Bletson. Bletson gets 1 or 2 yards out to about the 34-yard line, maybe 2 yards on the carry. One, maybe, if I'm being generous. Second down and nine now.
Antonio Cantrell, a 6'1", 210 linebacker, corralled him first.
So East Hall's just tied Oglethorpe County, 7-7.
Awesome. Good deal. Gilmer County leaves Union County. Hart County on top of Madison County, 9-7. Stevens County on top of Elbert, 3-0. Dartavius Bletson in at the running back. On the right-hand side of his quarterback, Borey. Riley comes out to this side and looks. Now he's going to have to keep it. Oh, he steps inside, breaks a tackle, but all the way down to the 25. Close to the first down. Really nice move right there, Harper, to cut inside like he did. and get past the guy. Sawyer Burgess makes the tackle.
Yeah, the outside linebacker had contain on that one, Joe, and he did a great job. But, boy, when you plant your foot and you are able to avoid, next thing you know, you got about a 12-yard pickup. But it's all for naught because it looks like there was a hold.
Oh, man. A holding penalty right there at the line of scrimmage. You're going to push it back. It'll be still be second down, but it's going to bring it from the point. Okay, not a huge one because from the point it was on past the line of scrimmage. So it brings it back to the 39. So they've got to get to the 25, so second down and about 14. Commerce and East Jackson tied up at 7 early on.
That's a rivalry just down the road from one another, isn't it, huh?
And just getting
Jackson County.
And just getting started because East Jackson's still fairly new. Benedictine 14, Buford 10 in the second quarter. Now Jefferson up on Jackson County, 7-3.
Is that the Benedictine out of Savannah?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
I formation. Now he steps over, that is Bletson, over to the right of his quarterback, Riley Borey. Riley cuts it inside. I thought they were going to take his arm off there. He kept his hand on the ball with the left hand, gets in there, scoots, and gets about maybe 2 yards. He's down to the 38. Third down, we're going to have a timeout on the field, Habersham Central.
And Joe, real quickly, too, it is Wesley now on top of North Hall, 14. So let's keep this one right here. Everybody was going on here in the first half of this way. It's just been a mistake-ridden first half for Habersham Central.
Yes, it has. They've struggled right there, Harper, early on. Habersham Central with two face masks early on, one and two turnovers now, in great field position. They've been given two Flower Branch all evening.
Yeah, you mentioned the penalties. There's been a lot on both sides. We're just a minute or two into the second quarter, and what have we had, 7 or 8 penalties already? Habersham, Coach Harrison has both hands up in the air, and he's leading the choir, if you will, at one of the umpires, the official right down the middle, not very happy with the way things are going. But he's also not happy. He had a block kick, right? Somebody forgot to block somebody, and then another guy forgot to block somebody, and then you have a bad pass. Next thing you know, are you happy that you're only trailing 16-0? Because it could be 21-0 easily.
Well, they need to put that flintlock up and quit shooting themselves in the foot, the Raiders do.
Exactly. Now, after the timeout, third down, about 13 yards to go. They're at the 38, got to get down to the 25. Griffin Harper back in it, running back, steps over to the left of his quarterback, Borey. That's going to be on the offense side right there.
I think so, yep. Looks like
Jacob Miller moved.
Either the tackle or the tight end over there jumped.
Another score for Gary like this one. Jefferson on top of Jackson County, 14-3. Like the fact that those two teams are playing, Gary.
Yeah, you know, they don't play each other very much. They haven't for quite a while, but they're playing each other now. Dragons trying to bounce back from that opening loss to Marist, which a lot of people are probably going to lose to this year.
Second down, about 18 yards to go. Third down, about 18 yards to go. Griffin Harper in the backfield. Two wideouts, both on the far side. One guy's a tight end. And that's going to be Bursinger rolling out the pass, looking his Borey. Borey's going to throw it incomplete. Oh, knocked it out of his hands. Good defense by the defensive back with Warren Jacob Miller that got in there on it that time. The intended receiver, I think, was Bursinger.
It was Miller. Jacob Miller. Yep.
Miller was the intended receiver that time.
Antonio Cantrell looked like he's the one that knocked that ball out.
Nice job to knock it out there at the last second, reach in and rake it out of his hands.
Well, they had a crowd over there because I saw Santafone over there, too. Number 9, the guy with the, you can't hardly see, it's 9.
Yeah, he was, there was several white jerseys in the way of that one.
Well, now you got to kind of punt this one, try to get it, kind of pooch it inside the 10, maybe.
Whittington back to
the ball at the 43.
Catch it for the Raiders. Rissanella, Griffin Harper's a punter, excuse me. Harper rolls out to his right, kicks it. Going to hit at the 11 and bowl and roll and roll. They won't get to it. It'll bowl in the end zone, and it'll bring it out to the 20 after the touchback.
It's an update on the scoreboard down in Peachtree Corners where they play Wesleyan and North Hall tied at 14.
Wow, how about that?
We'll talk with Jody Kenny during the final score this evening about that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easy to calculate that punt yardage, isn't it? 43 yards.
43 yards, but net 23 because it comes back out to the 21st and 10 for the Raiders. They'll bring it back out. You have 9:23 remaining here in the first quarter.
Well, you know, Joe, when it's on this turf, when the ball leaves your foot and it starts doing that end-over-end thing and it hits, it's going to scoot.
Yep. Unless you get it to check up right there somehow or another. Donnie Warren in the backfield is over to the left of his quarterback, DJ Pass. Three wideouts, two on one side, one on now. Pass is going to take it and run across the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45 and out of bounds. Number five, Zeke Washington, runs it out of bounds right there. Nice little fake and good job by the quarterback pass that time, I believe, in there to get the big run, wasn't it, Harper?
Zeke was the quarterback on that one. They've pulled DJ pass, at least for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, okay.
Zeke is a wide receiver. He's a senior. He's a kick returner. And now he's also
quarterback.
Your quarterback.
Okay, Whittington is in there running the football. Warren's in there to his right. Going to fake it. Whittington fakes, goes the other way. He's going to try and run it. He's got hit by two or three guys, but he gets about 2 yards out of it, maybe up to about the 47, maybe the 48. Eli Poole in on the stop for Jackson County. Jackson County. Flowery Branch. Well, I see the black and the red, and I hope
you
don't like that. Yeah.
Poole, one of those sophomores, seeing a lot of play in time. Number 66 out there, had him around the waist and refused to let him go and took him to the
3 yards on the carry, second down, 7. They're running, moving the ball a little bit now is Habersham County. Three wide outs, Warren in motion. Empty backfield. Whittington takes it, gets across the midfield, down to the 46, close to the first down. Whittington gets about six out of the 7 he needed. It's going to be third and 1. Ball's at the 49, got to get at the 46, excuse me. I'll get it right in a minute. Got to get right at the 45. So third and 1. Best little drive they've had all night. They've got the runner in there, Whittington, now. Donnie Warren is in the backfield with him.
Got a little fake that time, too. A little fake pitch toss.
Whittington takes it. Going to follow a blocker, trying to come around this side. He gets the first down. Down inside the 40 at about the 37, 38-yard line. Well, Zeke having to do a little bit of everything, but now they've changed everything. They weren't gaining any yards with DJ. They've gone with Zeke, and Zeke, they got 11 yards out of that one. So the offense is clicking a little more for the Raiders right now. They get a first down inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line for the Raiders, 7:51 in the quarter.
Joe, they just snap it straight to
him. Yeah.
And he works the edge.
Snapping it to him, direct snap. And Whittington takes off and running. Not even looking to hand it off. He's got Warren back there again with him. Three wideouts, one guy in a slot. Takes it, gets the ball. Whittington hands off to his running back, Warren. This time Warren's going to cross the 35 down to the 33 maybe. And that's going to be Finn Barnes in on the stop for Flowery Branch. Second down, only give him one. They only got one out of it.
Obviously the best-looking drive Habersham has put together so far.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Best one in the first half for sure.
So how big are these mistakes going to be now?
Mm-hmm.
And how big is that missed extra point going to be? You just don't know, do you?
No.
But trailing 16-0 here in the second quarter.
All right.
Interesting look with an empty backfield.
Yep.
For a quarterback who's come in to replace a guy who can't throw, who has not even attempted to throw. Okay, we're going to bring Warren back in.
Warren back across. Whittington takes it right up the middle. Gets across the 30, down inside the 25 to the 24. Gets a first down. I don't see any, and he got 10 on that, 9 or 10 on that. It'll be a first down inside the 25 at the 24.
Picked up some down. Picked up some pretty good downfield blocking that time.
Good crowd. It looks like you're looking across at us, Gary. Looks like they got a good crowd. DJ Pass is back on the field now.
Yep.
At the quarterback.
This is a stadium where they have everybody on one side.
Mm-hmm. So Pass back in the game. Number 8 for Flower Branch, who is Antonio Cantrell.
For Habersham. Yep.
Yeah, for Habersham. Back in, or in now for running back, 3 wideouts. Feltus, Strickland, and Whittington. And a handoff to the running back, number 8, Cantrell. Cantrell busting around the side, and he's going to be out of bounds at around the 18-yard line. Good. Bounced off a tackle on the far side and got around the end over there, Harper, and got down to the 18.
Boy, if he doesn't step out of bounds, he's probably going the distance. But they mark him out at the 18 right now. Mm-hmm. Control had a nice little bounce to the outside. Didn't like the traffic in the middle of the field. He takes the ball out right straight to the sideline over on Flower Branch and plants that foot and gets up the field. If he's able to stay in bounds, a lot bigger game, but he'll settle for the 6 right there.
Good news from Rabbit Town, 21-7 East Hall over Oglethorpe.
Hmm.
6:22.
Yeah. He was coming toward me, so I got out of the
way. You got out of the way. I hear you, brother. 3 wide outs. 1 setback pass in the backfield. Oh, they got a flag off sides on Flowery Branch.
Boy, nice break there for Habersham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that play was going to be a disaster, Gary.
Yeah, and that's one way to get that first down, too.
And I'm waiting on Coach Tester to call a timeout just to regroup this drive.
You've got
the recent disaster, at least in my opinion, DJ Pass had control to his left. He catches the snap, which was high, and goes to his right. There wasn't anyone there, so you know that somebody messed up, and I'm thinking it was the quarterback. He turned the wrong way, and there was nobody there. It could have been a disaster because Flower Branch was coming with the blitz. They were bringing six on that one.
Spotted at the 13, man.
Feltus, Strickland, Whittington, one guy back in the backfield. I'm going to hand off to Cantrell. Cantrell going to bounce off a guy at the 10 down to about the 8. Pass, handed it off to him, went right up the middle, looked behind between the guard and the tackle that time. Harper and Moustoff and got about 5 yards to be second down and 5. Tackled by Jackson Prehar.
Well, they're a little more balanced when you got DJ Pass in the ball game at the quarterback. But when Washington was in number 5, that was run. I'd bring a 7-8 and not maybe a 9th guy in the box because they weren't going to throw with that lineup. Now they have a guy that can actually throw.
Pass back, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to try and run it right up the middle. He's back. Oh, he gets down to about the 6. He got between a couple of guys, got 3 yards out of it. It's going to be second down and about 3 maybe.
He had a dangerous hold on that football, though, Joe.
Yep.
And he was trying to stretch. Had it one hand. He was trying.
And remember the drive began with 20-yard line.
Third down, 3. Ball is at the 6. They can get a first down right at the 3-yard line at the 6. 4:49 and running here in the second quarter. 16-0 Flower Branch with the lead. Antonio Cantrell back in the backfield with Zeke Whittington. Zeke back in the game. Zeke going to take it, run around the near side, trying to get in the end zone. He sticks his head in there, but he's going to be knocked out at the 1, I believe.
Got the first, though.
Yep, got the first down. Looked like number 5, Trip Morris in. Head button in there, knocks him down. Rylan Garrison might have been in on a tackle. Jackson Prehar. They trailed him. Coming westerly or southerly on that one is a running from
Edgar
north to
Reyes
south.
And Chris Hopkins, both sophomores. Joe, you can probably start. They're 260, 70, 80. They're probably two big boys. They're going with jumbo package right now. Double tights. They're actually tight. They're tackles, but they're going with their big boys right now.
DJ back in puts Antonio on his right hip. He's going, oh, and he's sacked in the backfield. Huge.
Wanted to throw.
Number 36 comes in and makes a tackle right there.
Johan Ingram.
Hey, why would you throw it?
Johan Ingram. Ingram makes the tackle on that. He backs up, and Ingram comes in and knocks him down.
Somebody missed a block.
Yes,
right there.
He did. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Gary, that was big boys that aren't very fast because the blitz came from really a defensive tackle in between the guard and the tackles. Just slipped in through that B gap.
Lost about 3.5. Balls are right at the 6, and we're going to have a timeout called by Habersham Central with 3:56.
We'll take it with us. We're back in 1 minute from Flower Branch on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships, and if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Back here, Falcon Field. They're going to hand off in the backfield. Whittington hands off to Cantrell. Cantrell doesn't get anything after that. He's going to push it back to third down and goal from about the 8 now.
Rylan Garrison, a 6-foot, 180-pound freshman. One of the few freshmen that's starting for Flower Branch was the guy that corralled it. Where did all their blocking suddenly go? They were moving it, and now they're just shooting the gaps, and nobody's touching them.
Had it for 70 yards, and now all of a sudden it's gone for sure. Third down and goal from the 8. Cantrell in the backfield, right behind the quarterback, number 15, DJ Pass. Now we've got a official's time. Timeout, Flowery Branch, with 3:10 left in the quarter.
Let's keep it here this time, guys.
Got score update. Gilmer over Union 13-0. 21-7 East Hall over
Oglethorpe
County. Cherokee Bluff 21-7 over Appalachie. Walnut Grove 28-13 over Loganville.
North on Wesleyan tied at 14.
Tied at 14. Benedictine Military 14-10 over Buford.
Whoa.
North Hall and Wesleyan tied at 14. Jefferson 14-3 over Jackson County. Saw another one of interest up here at the top. Let me get back to it.
Last night, how about Gainesville over Moody, Alabama?
3-0 at the half, and then they just went off on in the second half for sure last night. There it is, East Forsyth over Dawson County, 21-0 in the second quarter.
First time Gainesville's ever beaten an out-of-state school.
Yes, first time since 1950 they've played a team. First time in Alabama. First time they've been to Alabama and played anybody, and they just got wound up in the second half and went nuts on them.
Yeah, we used to go over and play some people in Alabama when I was doing Clark Central.
I'll tell you, think about who was coaching Gainesville back then.
Exactly. DJ Pass. Here's the quarterback. Looking to the man Campbell on this side. Goes to pass. He's throwing it across the far side of the field. It's no. He fakes it. Then throws it incomplete at the last second. And guy number 12, Jay Feltus, knocks it away from the intended receiver. Their number 12. Flower Branch's number 12, Tanner Renard, knocks it away from their number 12, Jay Feltus.
That was a great play by Tanner Renard. That was a touchdown waiting to happen. And Renard just put a couple of fingers on that ball and deflected the course.
Faked it twice, and they're going to go for it right here. You got DJ Pass in again. Antonio Cantrell is the running back on his right side. Four wide outs. Let's see what they do from the 8. Fourth and goal. They're going to throw it. Now he's going to run. Being flushed out. He's going to be thrown down at the 14-yard line.
Jason Clark,
number 42, comes in, pressures him, and then chases him down. It'll go over on downs at the 14-yard line.
What a great effort by Jason Clark. He gets through the tackle, goes to the inside of him. Then he has to go against Cantrell, about a 225-pound running back, gets through him and is able to hog tie and pull the jersey down of DJ Pass at about the 14-yard line to force the turnover on downs.
Had him up high on that jersey. Had him up around the collar.
But look at the defense. They start at the 20-yard line of that drive, went down to the 1, and they couldn't convert. And the Branch gets it at the 14.
2:52 in the quarter. You know they like to score again right here. They're up 16-0. Riley Borey in at quarterback. He's going to be up under center. Griffin Harper in the backfield. Two guys in tight, one of them in motion. The handoff to Harper. No, the handoff to number 21, Ashton Prehar. Prehar is going to get about 5 yards, maybe 6, up to the 20. It'll be second down and about 4 yards to go.
That was a nice fake that time. Mm-hmm. Braden Strickland finally dragged him down, but not off before a good gain.
Gary, you tell me I'm wrong. I'm looking at the defensive line for Habersham. They're bigger and heavier than each and every one of the Flowery Branch. But Flowery Branch is kind of digging low. They're getting underneath somebody and just making sure my guy doesn't make the tackle.
Now move your feet. We got to, you know, like you said in the pregame, Harper, sometimes, you know, the smaller guys, as long as they can have great technique and win a battle every now and then, that's what they're doing.
It's called leverage.
Riley Burry up under center. Same formation as before. One man in motion going to the other side. Going to hand off to Harper. Harper trying to follow a man on the far side. Dives for the chain on the far side. Might have the first down as he dove on the far side right in front of the Branch bench. And gets maybe 3 out of it. It'd be 3rd down and 1. Ball's going to be at the 23. Got to get to the 24 for the first down. 1:44 in the quarter, I think.
That was Strickland again. But, you know, when your defensive backs are making all your tackles, you're giving up some yardage.
Yeah, Coach Tester, I think, might just be happy to run out the clock, get a first down here. Run out the clock, because who knows? If you get the first down, he may try the home run ball. Who knows?
Yeah, you got 104 seconds to work with. You know, see what happens. You might pop something. Got to get this first down first, though.
Akers goes out, and Ryan Griffin Harper in the backfield. Borey been up under center on every possession or every snap in this possession. Third down and one. See what he does. Looks like he's trying to draw him off sides at 4-3. Takes it, runs it out the middle. Got the first down across the 25.
There's your tush push, Joe.
Mm-hmm. And Harper back there just to push him a little bit across, get him 2 yards of first down and 10. Clock starts again after they spot the ball. Let's get the change at 1:33 and running here in the second quarter. Branch with a 2-touchdown and 2-point conversion lead, 16 to nothing. That's not how it happened. We had a missed extra point and a field goal to give them the lead.
Tyler Robinson out of the game now. Tyler's not your biggest guy. No. You're not going to ask him to do any wedge blocking for you. But he's replaced by Jacob Akers.
Borey up under center. First down. He's watching the clock on the other end. 7 on the clock. Hand off this time to Griffin again. Griffin going across the far side. Got an opening. The 40, the 50, the 45. Can that one man catch him? And he does. Pushes him out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Picked up a great block by Jacob Akers. Man, was that a good block that sprung that.
Right on the far side. They brought Akers in. That's going to be a 53-yard pickup all the way down to the 20-yard line. 46 seconds remaining. Huge run. Akers sprung him on the far side, as you heard Gary said.
Well, this also changes your play call. You're going, well, I hope we don't have to punt. Maybe we're now. We can score again. Yep. We're right there on the nose of the ball is on the 20. So you're technically you're in the red zone. You got two tights and two wings on each side of those tight ends.
One man in motion, going to pitch it out there on the far side to number 20. He's going to get about 8 yards. That is Dartavius Bledson. Dartavius, that little misdirection thing. They pitch it to him, and he gets over. He gets 8 yards. Second down and 2 yards to go.
And stops the clock.
He got out of bounds. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Hab Central, I think. Yep, Hab Central takes the timeout.
Yeah, I highly recommend that because you got to stop the bleeding here.
Your ear's bad right there, aren't you, Harper?
Yeah, maybe my guy's a little tired. I don't know, but we got to talk to him. And so we're going to take him over on the sideline and just, gentlemen, remember your responsibility. They're running a jet, and they fake it to him, and they fake it to him, and then they give it to him. You got to play your responsibilities.
Well, 3 points here would be big to make up for that missed extra point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
If you just get three, but now they're wanting more.
Commerce up on East Jackson, 13-7. East Forsyth, 21-0 on Dawson County. Bluff over the Apalachee still, 21-7. Second year losing to Archer, 14-0. South Gwinnett on Dutchtown, 6-0. Lanier winning West Forsyth up on Marietta, 7-0. Benedictine over Butte, 14-10. Cherokee and Sequoia, Battle of Cherokee County, tied at 14. I was talking to Mike a little bit about that one on the river since I live over in the Cherokee County. North Holland and Wesleyan still tied at 14 in the second quarter. Borey lines up behind center. One man in motion. Going to hand off to Harper. Harper goes across the 10. He got stuck by a couple of those linemen right there. He did get the first down.
Now stop the clock and move the chains.
Yep, stop the clock. It's down at 24. They still got two timeouts, does Flowery Branch. They're going to go hurry up, I believe. I would think they want to as soon as the chains are set. It's going to be first and goal right inside the 10.
Nope, they're going to call timeout.
Yeah, timeout, Flowery Branch.
Let's take one more timeout this first half. 16-0, Fly Branch over Habersham Central. Back in a minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Borey was in the backfield that time. He took it rolled out to his right towards the near sideline, trying to get it to Tyler Robinson, incomplete. It'll be second down and goal right inside the 10 with 18 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Well, you got one more timeout, so you can take another shot at it. But after that, you might want to start thinking about kicking it.
Go. They'll line them up again. They've got one more timeout if they do need it. Now the whole offensive set looks over to the far sideline. Borey's going to take it, get up right behind his quarterback, or up beside his center, excuse me. Harper in the backfield. A couple of guys in slots going to hand off to Harper. Harper down inside the five, pushing. Going to stop him. And you hear him pushing, hollering, push him. He gets inside the five. They'll have to take a timeout. I would think they'd take it. 5-4-3, and a timeout taken with 2 seconds left here. And it's third and goal at about the 4-yard line.
They got to have points.
Yeah. You can't come all this way. Come away with nothing. So it'll be like an extra point. They had an extra point block, remember.
And Amersham did that. Start on the 20-yard line, go down the one, and they couldn't score. So here the Branch needs points.
Ball's down at the 3. They're talking about it over there.
Well, that's your last timeout, though. So if you don't get it here.
Yeah.
Half's over.
Half's over.
You can't stop it again or anything.
Right. And even an incomplete pass is going to take two. They're going to take 2 seconds off the clock. So let's see what they do.
Ball's at the 2, or at the 3, excuse me.
3.
Third down at the 3.
Wow.
Third,
I thought they were going to kick it.
They're going to come out and go for it.
He's spotting it now. So it'll be 50.
Rissanella.
That ball 15. Was on the left hash when they started, and great run, not only to get the yardage, but to put the ball right in the middle of the field. Excellent job there on that previous run.
Harper holds it, kick. Up, and it is good as the clock sounds. No good. Excuse me. No good. Off to the left. 16-0. Branch leads at the half.
I said Gary can talk with Coach Jason Tester here before we get to the halftime break.
Well, Coach, that one didn't go the way you wanted to, but overall, the first half, your defense kept giving you the ball, and the offense kept doing something with it.
Yeah, we talked all week about execution, coming out and doing our job. So, they're doing it. So, that's the plan. Working the ball out, giving our offense a short field, and we've been able to punch a couple in. Got to capitalize on those opportunities. Go up two scores right now, opportunity to go up 3. Those points are huge.
Did anything Habersham do surprise you in the first half, other than turn it over a lot?
No, they're a good football team. Five's a great player. Coach Harrison does a great job. So, we expect their very best in the second half. It's going to be a great ball game.
What's going to be the old cliche question, the key to the second half?
Just continue, execute, win the line of scrimmage, and play mistake-free football.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Good luck in the second half. Jason Tester, guys.
Fire Branch leading at halftime, 16-0. We're back with the United Community Halftime Report. Coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation. The new ideas in our industry that lead to better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business.
To be an innovative cooperative, I believe we always have to be looking at how we are handling our member experience.
Innovation is really important to Jackson EMC. It's our role to really make sure we're on the cutting edge of these new changes in technology that are coming to the power sector.
Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
A great first half for the Firebrands Falcons, leading 16-0 here at halftime, along with Harper LaBelle, Gary Glenn, and Joe Gelly. Mike Warford with you here from Falcon Field. We mentioned the pregame show is that defense would be the key, I think, for the Falcons. They've done a great job in the first half.
So far they have, Parker. Harper, I think that I was a little surprised, but they had great field position the first three possessions they had down there, and then Haverich had a long drive and then went backwards from the one and got the ball again and almost scored again there to end the quarter.
A lot of penalties for Habersham and some big runs, personal fouls, face masks, flare branch punts after a first down that they got, and everything went their way afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of fumbles, an interception, and turnovers that led to the first touchdown of the season. The second, the kick was blocked, and then a field goal attempt. They've had a punt situation where they forced a – it wasn't a block, but they had a turnover. So Flowery Branch had a lot of really good things happen for them in the first half.
They
didn't have a whole lot of yards, but they got a lot of points, mm-hmm. right? They got 16 points. They probably could have had 21, but I'll take 16 when you only get two the week before mm-hmm. in a half. So keep it going. Keep your foot on the pedal as much as you can. That's my motto if I'm in the Flower Branch locker room right now.
Well, the first two possessions started at the 15, and then the next one was inside the 15. So, I mean, tremendous field position. You know, you say that they didn't get a lot of yardage. Well, they didn't have to, really, because they're inside the 15, you know, the first two times, first three times they have the football.
All right, Joe, but first half scores
that we have right now, as I scroll down, East Hall over Oglethorpe County, 21-7. Excuse me. Jefferson over Jackson County, 21-3. Stevens County over Elbert County, 3-0. Monroe area over Cedar Shoals, 17-0. Gilmer over Union, 20-0. Fannin County on top of Raven County, set 14-7 in the second quarter. Commerce over East Jackson, second quarter score 13-7. Madison County's comeback is 16-14. Hart County over Madison in the second quarter. As it updates, right in the middle of me looking at it here. East Forsyth 21, Dawson County nothing late in the second quarter. Cherokee Bluff over Appalachia 21-7 late in the second quarter. Walnut Grove over Loganville 28-19. Seconder getting beat by Archer 14-0. Scroll on down. West Forsyth over Marietta 7-0. Benedictine over Buford, the latest update we've got, 14-10 late in the second quarter on that one. North Hall and Wesleyan tied at 14. And see if I've got Johnson and Franklin County, no scores what I've got, but they're still saying nobody's updated that one. Oconee County over Clark Central, 10-7. South Forsyth, 7-0 over Campbell. And Dalton over North Oconee, 14-0.
All right, coming up next, we'll continue with the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
Ed Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you here now at halftime. Joe taking a little halftime break here. Harper, when you look at this first half of play, tell me about your analysis of it.
Well, I think both teams realized after last week's loss they're going to have to do something to turn it on and get themselves ready to go. And Flower Branch had great field position. Just a few moments ago, Joe was mentioning, you know, the opening drive, they start at the 20-yard line, but then they get it on their opponent's 15. Next drive, the opponent's 15. Next drive, the opponent's 7. They were able to get some points on the board early, really add to their confidence. Now, if I'm Habersham, I'm thinking, okay, we've made some mistakes worse than what we did last week. We got to correct those right now or else we're going to be in big trouble. But I think they're going to do everything they can. They get the ball. Remember, they won the toss and deferred, so they're going to start with the ball in the second half. And they've just got to find a way to get some points and get themselves back in the ball game in the first drive. If they do that, now they got a chance to build off that and hopefully come back and get their first win of the season.
Well, you know, there's two ways to look at it in my mind at this point, Harper, is that you look at the standpoint of from Flying Branch, yeah, we caused those turnovers and we took advantage of those mistakes. Habersham's going, we sort of self-inflicted these wounds on ourselves.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Habersham's side is, gosh, we'll block your guy. If we had that, we get the punt off. We don't have to worry about giving the ball in at the 15-yard line to Flower Branch where they score 4 plays later. So that, upon many other things, has built into a first half where Habersham is, you know, the Raiders aren't playing like Raiders. They're playing like we're tentative and we're not really sure what we're supposed to be doing. We're making too many mistakes.
Yeah, you say Raiders as in now the Las Vegas Raiders, formerly the L.A. Raiders
the
and
Raiders,
the Oakland Raiders
yeah.
at that standpoint. I was chuckling to myself. You probably remember this. Coach John McKay, as Coach Tester mentioned, the word execution. Remember that time, that famous line of Coach John McKay, Raven.
How do you feel about your team's execution, Coach?
Yes. I'm always favorite.
I'm for it, yes. it's one of the great lines of all time.
Absolutely, from that standpoint.
His other one, Mike, it equals, in my opinion. Guys, he's telling a bunch of reporters, and, you know, they were 0-24, 26. At one point, they had lost every game almost for 2 full seasons. They
hadn't won.
Yeah, and we can't win on the at home. We can't win on the road. I'm going to go call the league commissioner and make sure that we can get some neutral site games because hopefully we get a chance to win there. Can you imagine a coach today saying something like that? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Speaking about that, the Atlanta Falcons are at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, wrapping up the preseason. I'm sure they're glad the preseason's about over.
Well, they're trailing 21-0 to the Jaguars, and I'm sure there's a few people that are going, doggone it, we can go 0-3 in the preseason. That's not the way that, you know, I've been sold this bill of goods that it's not going to – relax. Hold on, everybody. Kansas City was 0-3, but Kansas City's won a couple of Super Bowls. We're still trying to get to the promised land for the first time. The good thing about this, Mike, and this is kind of a strange way to say this, there's going to be some guys that are getting cut all over. Every team's going to, but the Falcons have given these guys that have played, their number twos, their number threes, and a few number fours, a real good shot. Even if they don't make it here, people will see them, and they might get picked up by another ball club because there's more film on them than the guy that we just cut on the Lions or the Packers or the Rams or any of those other teams. So in a way, the Falcons have really done a favor to this second and third group, even though many of them are not going to be in the league.
Well, they're right across the street from us and from their location here. in Hall County. Been here a long, long time since they moved from Gwinnett County there, just off Interstate 85. And you look at the point is that the Turk will be out, and then Coach Raheem Morrison got a lot of tough decisions to make this weekend, didn't he?
I think they're going to be even tougher because you got the guy. One, there's a cap value that you have to adhere to. You know, you got to make the best guy, but at the right price. That's obviously a part of this business. But over the last couple of weeks, when you bring in two new guys that are Pro Bowlers, you got to release one of yours to make room for these guys. And that's I agree with you, Mike. That is not an easy decision. And between Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, and maybe some others that have some influence, it's not going to be just who can play on special teams. It's who's going to really help propel us and get us to be a better football team.
Hey, real quick, give me your opinion about preseason, the benefits of preseason for an NFL football team.
Well, the benefits are you get ready for the regular season. You get to see live bullets, so to speak, thrown at you, and you get your conditioning in so that you're not playing poorly in week one. You get all that rust out of you. Well, the Falcons haven't done that with the starters. They haven't played a single snap in many different areas. All across the board, not all 22, but certainly real close to 22, haven't played a real quality down against another opponent. That's where the workouts with other teams, like we went to Miami, I think those are going to be the trend of the future, where you have practices, dual practices with other organizations. And I don't know how they're going to work this out with a lot of fans are not happy with going to a game and paying full price and not seeing any of the guys, any of the stars.
Bingo. They're paying a lot of money for that. Also, I did hear this rumor. Did you hear this one? That when the next collective bargaining agreement comes out, they're looking at maybe eliminating the preseason and adding an 18th game with another week off. And they say you're getting ready in practice. You don't need a game to get ready for the first game of the season.
Well, you got to build one step at a time. And the 18th game will probably be on the table. But I'm thinking they're going to, if they're getting rid of the preseason, they're not going to want to get rid of games. And networks aren't going to want that. And neither are home stadiums. So they may have 20 games and they all count, as opposed to having what we have now. Used to have 4 preseason games and 16 regular season.
Yep.
They've gone to 3 and 17. There's 20 weeks to build that out. However we do it in the future, I'm not sure how the NFL is going to get it done, but I'm imagining somewhere even further down the road, you're going to want to have 20 games and not 18.
Woo. Mercy, that'd be something that we've got to have, probably have more teams.
Well, it's an even number. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're thinking about expansion, Mike, but that's another conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk about you and I later on. Halftime here. High school football, Friday night football in North Georgia. Halftime is Firebrand 16, Habersham Central nothing. Harper and I are back after this timeout. And you're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle program, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC. Innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And wrapping up halftime here, Joe Gavis joins once again. Joe, got the score for you. Halftime officially, Cherokee Bluff on top of Appalachee, 28-7. Great to see the Bluff go 2-0 to start the season.
Yeah, you know, Coach Tommy Jones, they had a big win last week as we were down there to cover that one. And, you know,
and we're back there next week.
Yeah, we're back there again next week with North Hall. That, you know, it's kind of one of those that before the rain, Lumpkin was playing pretty good. And then all of a sudden, that rain came. We waited 2 hours, and Cherokee Bluff came out of nowhere. And just, of course, now they had, you know, back-to-back-to-back touchdowns. But Cherokee Bluff got two of those three within 45 seconds of one another and wound up winning that one 31-20 last week.
Harper, tell me about what you think is going to happen in the second half now.
I've got to get the attention of my guys if I'm Habersham Central. If I'm going to be honest, and it's – You're 0-1 and you're trailing badly in the second after the first half of your second game.
This first drive is huge.
You got to find some stuff that works and keep the players attentive. Real quick, Habersham, Zeke Winnington, 60 yards on 6 carries. Antonio Cantrell had 9 yards on 3 carries. Donnie Warren had 4 yards on 5 carries. DJ Pass was 2-for-5 with an interception. He only had a total of 7 yards. You got to get your pass game working, especially when you got a quarterback that can throw as well as he can. Antonio Cantrell led the Raiders with 4 tackles, along with Noah Harkins. Braden Strickland had 3. Sawyer Burgess had 2. Rushing for Flowery Brown. Griffin Harper, like the name. Joe, you like the name Griffin Harper?
Because
you got
a
namesake there. You know, you got a Gailey over there.
Yep.
Griffin Harper had 98 yards on 13. He averaged 7.5 per. You got to stop that if I'm Habersham.
Mm-hmm.
Dartavius Bledson, he had 10 yards on 3 carries. Ashton Prehar had 1 carry for 6 yards. Jackson Prehar had 1 carry for 3 yards, but he also had a touchdown with that. Riley Burry is 0-for-3, so neither team has been successful in the air today. Time of possession, Flowery Branch had the ball 12 minutes and 54 seconds, and Habersham had it for 11 minutes and 6 seconds. Third down conversion, Habersham was 2-for-4. They didn't have any red zone opportunity. Well, I'm sorry, they were 0-for-2 on fourth down. So a lot of things that they need to clean up, get a little bit better. Not only do you get a touchdown in the first drive and you're back in the game, but you get the momentum and you get your kids to start believing in the system again.
All right, get ready for the second half. It comes up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
We get ready for the second half of play here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you here from Falcon Field. 16-0 Fire Branch over Habersham Central. Get ready for the second half kickoff. Harper, you probably don't know this, but you know Joe mentioned about the Gailey playing for Habersham Central. He's also related to a former coach named Chan Gailey. You can tell a lot of stories about that.
Yeah. I tried to get a job with your family member when he was at Tech.
Yeah. Well,
didn't work out, Mike. That's why I'm here with you.
Thank you very much, Harper.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
There we go.
Well, we had another cousin, Gerald, who's a longtime Bulldog fan, lobbied hard and long before Mark Rick got the job in Georgia for Chan to get that job. And then, of course, Mark got it on. I think everything worked out fine for everybody on that one. Chan's retired up in Clarksville now, along with his wife, Lori.
And a Super Bowl ring, right?
Yep, got a Super Bowl ring and coached a lot of places. Dallas. Got a national championship ring, too, from Samford University. USFL ring from, I think, the Birmingham Fire. So he's been a lot of places over his career.
He's got a few diamonds up there. You're going to have to find them in the – he doesn't wear them all the time, does he?
Does he want to
pop off and tell you who the best kind of Gailey is in the family? You got to slap him every now and then,
I guarantee
right?
He's the best golfer in the family right now. Yeah. Ever, dog, don't you? Yeah. All right, number 11 will kick it off. For Flyer Branch, that's Brooks Risanella, back deep. Donnie Warren and Zeke Whittington, Donnie Warren. Hi, going to be a pop-up right there, and guess who catches it? Hudson Gailey.
Come on.
Catch it again.
Kick it to someone else, guys.
Yeah. Hudson says, kick it to me every time in the half, three times in a row now. Hudson catches it around the 35, 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders.
Time. He's getting plenty of air time.
His name again is?
Hudson Gailey. You know, his dad, Tate, one of the assistant coaches, came up before the game and said, hey, I introduced him to Mike. And I said, Hudson's playing. He said, well, he probably won't be on the field much. And there he is. He's caught three kickoffs tonight.
He's a key component right now.
That's exactly right.
Putting the game together for the Raiders.
First and 10 to the 35. One setback, three wideouts, one guy in a kind
new
of a slot position.
Curtis Wilbanks. He's a sophomore.
Wilbanks back in. Okay. Number 7 in the game. Oh, he hands off to Warren. Warren at the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40. And he pushed out of bounds by number 5 for Flowery Branch, Tripp Morris.
That was a slot that just opened down that left sideline. It was a big, huge.
Well, you can hear the coach start up. 30-yard gain. He missed a tackle. He just missed his assignment.
30-yard gain on that one. Number 7, the new quarterback in there. That's going to be Paris Wilbanks. Number 7, a sophomore, as Harper said.
Warren stays in the ball game.
Warren in, Wilbanks in there.
The pistol.
Three wide outs, two on the far side. Going to hand off to Warren again. Warren up the middle, the 30. The down to about the 26-yard line. It'll be close to the first down. Let's see if they wave him on. They are. It's going to give him another first down, a 10-yard gain.
You can see adjustments made at halftime, Joe.
Made a big. That's two plays, and they've already moved it from
40 yards.
35 down to the 25.
Let's see if they can maintain control of the football. You know, remember, they got down to the 1 a while ago and couldn't punch it in.
That's right. Eye formation. Quarterback takes it. Hands off to Warren again. Warren stutter steps in there and going to be knocked down, pushed back from behind several big men. Got a yard on it. And number 42 comes in and makes the tackle, Jason Clark, for Flowery Branch. He's going to run off the field now. Another guy will trot on there.
Yeah, Eli Poole also in there. Eli's made some contact where I think both straps on his helmet ended up popping loose. Yeah, that's a full-grown man tackle right there he made.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Ball's at the 24. Pistol again, three wideouts. One guy in a slot position. Going to hand off, going to throw it right in the middle. Complete down to the 15, 16-yard line. Complete to Whittington. Yep. At number 7, Wilbanks. Looks pretty sharp in his first time at quarterback, doesn't he?
Yeah, nice little slant route there by Whittington. He breaks to the inside. The safety was too far away, and it was a good read there by Wilbanks. Ball hits Whittington while he's in stride. They're about a yard short of the first down.
Not a bad play fake.
In the pistol again, three wideouts, two on the far side. Going to bump his running back over to this side and hand off to Warren again. Warren going to take it. And, of course, two guys going to come up and make the tackle right there. Finn Barnes, one of the defensive ends, comes in there and helps on the tackle. I think Jackson Prior, number 28, one of the backers, comes up and helps make it right there. It looked like he stutter-stepped, tried to cut back inside, and it just closed it off there, Harper.
All right, they're bringing jumbo people in, are the Raiders. Two big guys. They're going to be a tight end each. They're going to have a six-man line with a wing.
Now, Griffin Harper, the wrestler, had a hold of him, too. And you know he's got a pretty good grip as a wrestler. Had him with one arm, and the rest of those guys you mentioned came
Antonio
up to finish
Cantrell
him off.
In the game. Sorry, Gary, I'm just letting you know. They're going with big people right now. They're going for it on
number
fourth.
71's on the end, 6'3", 280 Hopkins are on there. And they go right up the middle trying to get the first down, and they do inside the 15, down to the 13. They get 2 yards out of it. Tanner Renard in on the stop. 21 comes out of the game for Flower Branch.
They needed about 2 feet. They end up getting the first down at the 14, so a new set of downs. The big guys come out. Whittington is going to be alone on the right side, along with Everett Reduciel, tight end. He's a senior.
See what they do right here is the quarterback, Will Banks, claps the hand, takes the snap, hands off to the running back, Cantrell across the 10. Inside the 5, touchdown, Raiders.
That was a tough run, guys.
Yep. He got bounced off by 2 guys. 14-yard touchdown run with 8:50 here in the third quarter. 16-6.
They're going to go for 2 guys. They're going to try to make it a one-score ball game if they get it.
Yeah, you know, 2 touchdowns, 2 extra points, 2 two-point conversions, I should say, and you got a tie game.
So it looks like Whittington, number 5, is going to play quarterback here.
Whittington's in.
And they're going to spread everybody out. I guarantee you guys, I watched him warm up. He's not going to throw.
Great snap.
Tylen Davis in at a receiver. Worn out a receiver. He's in motion now. Whittington's got it. Hesitates. Tries to go in the middle. Short of the 2-point conversion. Got down to the 1. But no good. It's going to remain 16-6 with 8:50 remaining in the third.
And we're back at the kickoff in 1 minute from Fly Branch on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Now back to the game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Morris takes the kickoff down around the 7-yard line. He's going to sprint it out across the 15, out to about the 23-yard line. And that's where Flair Branch will have a first and 10 tackle by Everett Rudisil for Habersham Central. Cantrell on the score right there for Habersham Central. Rudisil in on the tackle on that 2-point conversion to keep him about a yard short of that. 16-6, 8:43 remaining here in the third quarter.
And
right up under center's Borey. He has got Griffin Harper right behind him. No wideouts. A couple of wings right off the ends of the line. Borey's going to take it, put it on the ground. Missed up right there, and they finally got it to Harper, but Harper didn't get anything. And it's going to be basically a zero yardage.
You're lucky to hang on to the ball.
Yes.
He put the tip of it down on almost like a rugby try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put it right down on the ground. But he never lost contact with it. But he put it on the ground and had to bring it back up quickly. They're lucky to maintain possession and not lose any yardage. Might have gained 6 inches.
Second 10 is the score. It is where we are. Score 16-6. Excuse me. 8 minutes left here in the third quarter. Flutter Ranch with the football. Their first possession of the second half. Borey takes it. Misdirection. Comes over to this side looking for a block. Gave it off to Tyler Robinson. Tyler only gets out to about the 30 that time. They read it pretty good, did the defense for Habersham Central that time. I believe that was number, was it eight? Yeah, Antonio Cantrell came out and made the tackle. He followed him towards the south end of the field and made the tackle, strung it out long, got about maybe 3 yards out to the 26. Be third down and seven for the Branch. The Raiders had the ball for almost half of this quarter.
Yeah.
On that one drive.
About 4 minutes.
He ran about 20 yards to get that three. They really strung it out. The defense did a good job that time of just keeping them backed up.
Mm-hmm. Third down and four. Two wideouts this time. Borey in the shotgun. One man in the backfield. That's Harper. And he's going to move over to the left of his quarterback. One clap. Takes it on the next one. Now we got a going to be an illegal procedure on the Falcons. And I'll back them up five, and that'll put it down third down in about 12. Yep.
You see the center lean back just a little bit here. Well, the quarterback saw something in the secondary that caused him to pause and figure, who am I going to throw to now? They're moving around. And the center, number 50, that is Joshua Pacheco, senior, he knew better. But it does put them outside the sticks now. 12 yards. They got to get the ball to the 33-yard line for a first down, Joe.
And he had pass completion.
6:39. Two wide out. Same setup as we had. They take the snap. Borey back. Throws it right in the middle. Incomplete as he throws it short.
He had
number 11, Resinella, right there at the sticks, and he threw it about a yard and a half behind him. So it'll make up a fourth down and 12, and they'll have to punt it.
Well, the passing game for both teams tonight has been basically non-existent.
I think we have one, maybe two completions tonight, and that's all been in this half.
Old Habersham.
Yep. Habersham has three now. But they had two in the first half.
Griffin Harper back to kick.
Seven-man blitz. Mm-hmm. Habersham came with the kitchen sink and everybody else. They brought seven. They had dropped four out, and I think the ball was tipped, and that's why it fell incomplete in that attempt to get it to Resinella.
Went for the ball.
That was close. Might have got tipped right there as Harper kicked it. He hit across the 40. Might have got across the 50 and knocked before it fell out of bounds. Let's see. Ball was down around the 18, and it gets out to the 50. So about, 29-yard punt is what they'll call it. But it's only to midfield.
Yeah.
As the defense got in there pretty good, might have got a hand on it as Harper tried to get the kickoff right there.
Harper was talking about them putting the seven-man blitz on the pass.
Mm-hmm.
They had the block team in there for that punt.
Yes.
They were bringing they had nobody back. They were bringing everybody they could and almost got it. And, Joe, as you mentioned, maybe somebody got a fingertip on it.
Another best possession field-wise of the ball game.
Got number seven, Will Banks is the quarterback. Takes the snap, hands off to his running back. That's going to be zero Warren. Donnie Warren back in the game, and Warren's going to get about 4 yards. He gets it out to down to the 46 of Flyer Branch on their inside of the field. 6 minutes, 5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Branch leads it by 10, 16-6.
Habersham had a total of 38 yards rushing in the first half. They had more than 38 just in that last drive. You're seeing a better surge from their offensive line.
And double that. Three wideouts. Feltus on the near side. Back to pass. Throwing to Feltus. Feltus tries to get open, but he's out of bounds and overshoots him. Number five for the Branch, Tripp Morris on the cover. Jay Feltus was the intended receiver. Morris on the coverage right there for the Branch.
And, you know, that was a good job by Morris because he never touched him, but he was pinning him against the sidelines and forced him out of bounds.
Yep. Third down now. 6 yards to go. Ball's at the 46. Got to get to the 40. If you're Habersham Central. And Donnie Warren back in the game.
Joe, that was a good strategy by Morris because he was giving away 8 inches in height to the receiver.
Maybe Zeke Whittick is on the far side. Strickland on the near side. Feltus over here with him.
Showing blitz.
Looking at the blitz. Got an extra man in there. Looking to pass. He's got to step up in there. That's going to be Wilbanks across the 40. Got the first down, 35-34. Nice job by Wilbanks that time. He got down to the 34, 12-yard pickup. And he stood in there nicely that time, Harper, and then pulled it down and took off. We felt the pressure.
Yeah. Well, both blitzers from the outside, Gary, ended up running past him. If they had taken a different angle, they would have hit him. But Wilbanks, with his feet, is able to make something happen and get another first down.
Exactly. That's what happens when you miss the blitz.
First down at the 34. Hands off to the running back that time. It is Warren again. Donnie's kind of sidesteps and jumps over a guy, got a yard out of it. Second down now, 9 yards to go. Ball's at the 34. Jason Clark in on the tackle. Ball at the 33, Jason Clark.
And that was
Clark.
Ryland Garrison, too, Joe. Knocked his feet out from under him, had him right around the ankles.
Taking a long look over here at the sideline. Got number one, Tylen Davis, the receiver. Donnie Warren in the out there. You got number 12, Jay Feltus, in here, the receiver on this side. One guy in the slot moves Warren over here to the left. Wilbanks back, got man pressure. Pressure's got a hold of him. Gets away from one guy, but the other guy gets him. That's number 25, Ben Barnes, defensive end, comes in and makes the stop right there at the 37 and almost 38-yard line. So a loss of about 5 yards. It'll be third down now and about 13, 14 yards to go.
Simple math, Gary, if you ask me. You got six guys rushing and only five to block. Someone's going to come free, and that ended up being Ryland Garrison.
Yeah, and they made him a sandwich right there, too, just with the quarterback in the middle.
High formation. Wilbanks with Warren in to his right. Back to pass. Wilbanks looking. Had pressure. Oh, and that little screen pass out to Warren. Warren to the 30, the 25. Runs over a guy at the 20. The ball comes out. Who's going to fall on him? Flowery Branch falls on him at the 16-yard line.
Another turnover for the Raiders.
Tristan Mendoza. It got knocked loose at the 20. It rolled, and Mendoza falls on it at the 16-yard line. Yeah, as Mike said, another turnover, and that one was a big one because Habersham had been driving and had an opportunity to cut it down to a six-point ball game.
But still a two-possession game, two-score game for the Falcons with the ball now late in the third quarter.
16-6, Gary.
Yeah, a little jump pass, which is hard to defend. But the bugaboo that's bit them all night long rose up and grabbed them again.
Yep.
Turned it over. Somebody punched it loose, and Mendoza fell on it.
Boy, with all that blitzing, what a fantastic play call. You not only got the first down, but now you're in the red zone, but you got to hold on to the football, gentlemen.
Yep.
You got to hold on to it. You were right back. You had a chance. You were right back in the ball game.
First down at the 16. Hand off this time to Harper. Harper across the 25. The 30. Cuts inside. Almost out to the 40-yard line. Going to knock out at the 39. That's going to be a 23-yard pickup from the 16 to the 39. A 23-yard pickup by number one, Griffin Harper. From Riley Borey on the handoff.
Well, you know, the state champion wrestlers here at the branch make pretty good football players, too, don't they? You
yes,
remember
they
Seth
do.
Larson from last
yep,
year.
You're
right.
A little prejudiced, aren't you, Gary?
Just a little. Just a little.
But speed and strength, Gary.
Yeah, that's well, and balance and all those things.
They've been making a living running in between the tackles. That time he bounced outside on purpose, well-designed play to go against the script that they had seen from the Raiders.
Hand off to Harper again. Harper going to bounce off a couple of guys. They try to push him forward, and nothing happens as the Raiders push him back, stop him. He got about 2 yards. He got to the 41. So it's going to be second down now and eight.
There were two Raiders in the backfield that had a chance to get Harper for a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up just keeping his feet moving. His angle, he was going forward. He's coming out of the ballgame for a little rest right now. Coming in for him is Dartavius Bledson.
Don't forget, he's been going both ways. Playing a lot of linebacker.
Yeah.
Wesley and over North Hall, 21-14. This says still at the half. I know they're underway here in the second half.
They are.
You know, GAC indicator tied at 14 at the half.
Well, Wesley beat Commerce last week, remember, so they must be pretty good.
Yeah.
Big time good.
Dartavius Bledson in the running back position. Right behind now, Riley Borey at the quarterback position. One wide out on the far side. That's going to be Brooks Rossinella. And backing down in the shotgun. Second down, eight. 2:33 in the quarter. Clock's running. Bledson moved over to one side. He's going to come back to the near side. He got down to about the 38. He didn't get anything out of it. And you had Everett Rudisill again on the tackle. That's probably a half a dozen or more for Everett tonight on the tackle.
good penetration by Rudisell, and then just reaches out and grabs just enough of Bledson's jersey up by where the shoulders are.
You know, I see these guys do that. And since you played all the way up through the big time, you've got to have awfully strong hands and be able to hold on to that jersey when you do that, Harper. That's just when those guys can do that and pull them down and have that much strength. I just, because if something starts pulling away from my hands, I usually just let it go.
Yeah.
You're old enough to remember the tearaway jersey.
Exactly.
Thought the same thing, Gary.
And the no tearaway jerseys, like those ugly green ones we had at Trojan Field years ago, Mike. I think Mike got to play in those.
Yeah.
Third down, 7 yards to go. Pass. Is it complete or intercepted? Intercepted by the Raiders right there at midfield. Are they?
They're going to say no.
What are they saying? Now they're going to talk about it right there at the 48 of Habersham Central.
So it was Braden Strickland, playing corner, that reached out. He was horizontal. I mean, he was in the air when he made that reception.
Yeah, he really laid out with that thing. But, you know, it would be interesting to see if we had replay here, but we don't, but if he trapped it at the ground.
Well, Strickland's going to get credit for the interception. It'll be Habersham Central's football at the 48-yard line at their own 48. That's the first turnover, I think, tonight for Flowery Branch. And we had a receiver right there with it, too, but threw it a little bit out in front, and boom, that guy. And that's going to be 1:30 in the quarter. Habersham Central going to sprint out there. Wilbanks in the quarterback position. Donnie Warren in the backfield. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Hand off. No, that's Cantrell in the backfield. Wilbanks going to take it. Wilbanks across midfield, and he's going to get knocked down right at the 48. So he got about 4 yards from the 48 to the 48 right there. It'll be second down and six.
Parker. Boy, he had him by the ankle, or by the shoe tops. That, he went down. He might have gotten another 2 yards if that hadn't happened.
Paris Wilbanks in the game. He's the quarterback. Been in there this whole half. Done a good job. Three wideouts. Cantrell gets the football. Runs off far side. Gets around the guy. And then one guy come up there and made a great, great field tackle right there to 46-yard line, maybe 47.
Harper, what I'm seeing is the Falcons need to contain Raiders
Parker.
Better.
Yeah.
Parker Borey comes up and makes the tackle. Cantrell did a nice job fighting off the tackle. He's kind of limping there a little bit, is he, on his right leg.
Well, Parker put his head down, his shoulder down, and hit him on the leg with his.
Not him down there on the shin. No.
Yeah, hit him on the shoulder pad, with his shoulder pad on the shin.
You may want to change your play if you're going to give it to him.
Yep.
I'd give it to somebody else.
Blake, throw it over the middle, complete to Whittington, the 30, the 25, and knocked down at the 24-yard line. Little slant looked like that time. Is that what that was there?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. About 23 yards on the pickup there.
And another tackle by Parker Borey.
Parker's been busy. He's got a half dozen or more tonight.
That's the quarter.
Now, Wilbanks.
That's the end of your third quarter. 16-6, Flower Branch in the lead.
And back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Here we go. Yeah, we are back here. Fourth and final quarter, four fingers in the air by the official. Get ready for 12 more minutes, Joe.
We're in the fourth quarter. Habersham Central with the football. They've got it down first and 10 at their 24-yard line. Antonio Cantrell in the backfield behind his quarterback, Wilbanks. Wilbanks. Off to the side, Cantrell gets the handoff, gets about 2 yards before being stopped right there. Number one, Griffin Harper,
yep.
Harper comes in there and helps, makes the tackle.
You think about it, Joe, the Falcons only had the ball one time in the third quarter.
That's exactly right. They had it for, what, about 6 minutes? And Habersham had it the rest of the time.
Six possessions in the first half, Mike. Two in the second. Remember, they had a three and out punt, and then that interception. So,
thank you.
Forget about that, a change of events here. And now Habersham is really taking the momentum, and they're giving everything they can to try to get back in this ballgame.
Wilbanks looks to pass, got some pressure on the far side, throws a lollipop up there in the middle.
That's a flag.
We got interference from two guys.
Yeah.
Whittington, the intended receiver, and you had one guy from France jump right up straight in front of him.
Trip Morris. That's actually a pretty savvy play by Whittington for Habersham because he slowed down and he initiated the contact. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you bump into somebody on basketball on purpose and then you shoot, even though you know you're not going to make it, you're going to go to the free throw line.
No problem, though. It's only half the distance.
And it might not have been a bad play for the defense. Otherwise, it could have been six.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Only half the distance down the road.
All right. Now,
they haven't marked it off yet.
And the White Hats back here hadn't called a play or anything.
Well, he didn't have a ball. You got to give him a football and for him to mark it off.
Well, now they're going to mark it. The umpire, which is the guy behind the defensive line, marks it down. He's going to go half the distance down to the 12-yard line. After the pass interference play, it'll be first down at the 12, first down and 10. For the Raiders.
Whatever happens here, the Brand is going to have the lead, but you got to do something when you get the ball.
Yep, exactly. It's 11:14 left here in the fourth quarter in regulation. Antonio Catchell in the backfield, goes off to the left side of Wilbanks. Wilbanks takes it, looks to pass, got a man open, complete right there at the five. Good job to hold on to it. Wow, that was number three, 8-yard gain.
No, that's Winningham again.
That
ball bounced off him and hit the Flowery Branch defender who was trying to tackle him and put the ball back into his hands again.
Wow.
Winningham caught it.
Borey again.
Borey made the tackle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 8-yard pickup, second down. Ball's just inside the five at about the 4.5 or 4.75.
Yeah, you can get a first down, but just barely.
Down at the two. Second down and about two. And Cantrell comes off to the right of his quarterback, takes the handoff, trying to go inside. Trying to do a push. Second effort. Does he make it? Nope. He's going to be down inside the one.
The first down and goal.
Yep. The first and goal now. He had that second effort, Harper, and I thought he was going to try and fall across there, but
he
did not from the defense.
Great forward lean. He looked like Eric Dickerson, which is he's a real tall guy, and he stands up real high, but he just got enough of a lean at the five at the left hash. He bounces into the middle of the field, and that's exactly where the ball settles. So in that area right there, he had two, three guys that were holding on to him for dear life, not wanting him to get in, and they hold him out, but the ball is inside the one.
Cantrell in the backfield, right behind, is in the pistol formation, right behind his quarterback, Wilbanks. Wilbanks touches his left hip. That's where Cantrell moved to. Cantrell takes it again. Whoop! No! Quarterback keeps it.
Yep.
And he's going to be tackling a flag.
Flag
back in the end zone.
That may be after the play. The touchdown may stand. Let's see.
Now they're going to stop everything. And
nice fake, though, by the quarterback.
Great fake. Just, Cantrell got in.
Yeah.
Now let's see what the flag's for as extracurricular afterwards.
It'd be a touchdown, though. It'd be afterwards. It wouldn't call it back. He'd be able to kick off.
I would think so.
And nice keep and fake by Wilbanks to get into the end zone.
Personal foul against Flowery Branch. So if the touchdown will be Cantrell, will be assessed on the kickoff. Cantrell with the touchdown makes it 16-12.
Wilbanks. When the quarterback kept it.
Wilbanks kept it. I knew the handoff was really close in there. I didn't know who kept it. Meads with the extra point attempt up. It is good. 16-13 with 9:40 remaining in regulation.
And we're back in a bit with a kickoff on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
For not knowing the rule, but if you fair catch it inside the 20, does it go out to the 20 anyways?
No, it doesn't. No. We're back here, Harper asking a good question. Different than college than it is there in high school, where it's down. So they get a 15-yard penalty. Brantsville will be receiving, and it will be fired one time. Hammersham will kick it off with the Firebrands 45.
He kicked it about 8 yards deep, so it'll be come out to the 20. And it will be Flower Branch's football from their own 20 with 9:40 remaining here in the quarter. And we were talking there during the break, and you wondered if they, with that 15-yard penalty, would they do try to do an onside kick to try and get the ball back right there so they've got a little momentum here. You know, they didn't. They chose to kick it out of the end zone. And
but the Raiders have momentum, Joe.
Mm-hmm, they do. Riley Burry will come in at the quarterback. He's been there the just about the whole time, if not the whole time, for the Branch. The running back is going to be Griffin Harper. He'll have two wide outs, both on the near side, one guy in a wing position. Harper slides over to the left as a quarterback. Harper takes it. Kind of tries to sidestep it, and the big line pushes him, lets him fall on him, gets about 2 yards out of it, up to about the 22-yard line. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Slightly different formation, Joe, offensively by Flowery Branch. They had two wings and nobody out wide for most of that third quarter. This time they've got the interior stays the same, but they had two receivers off to the left-hand side on the far side of the field. Ball's on the right hash, and they once again will line up with two receivers, one in the slot at the opposing hash and then the other at the top of the numbers.
Clay Connell, one of the receivers out on the near side. Quarterback takes it. He's going to hand it off right up the middle, and you've got to go. Man, three guys for Habersham Central rode the running back Harper out across the 25, out to almost the 27-yard line that time. It's going to be third down and about 3.5 for the first down. You've got to get to the third.
One of the larger third down conversions of this game
it
coming
is.
Up right now.
8:35 in the quarter. They'd love to get it. You know, Coach Tester would love to get the first down right here to run some more clock off here, only being up by 3 points right here.
Well, we really hadn't seen Meads, you know, do anything except kick off. But that last extra point looked pretty good. So if you're thinking, can they kick one? Looks like they can if they need a field goal.
Third down, about 3.5, almost 4. Two wideouts on the far side. Guy in a wing position. Borey moves his running back over. That's going to be Harper. Harper got the first down, the 35, the 40. Runs over, got the 45, down to the 47.
I don't think it gives you more time off the clock here in the fourth quarter, leading by three.
Big run that time. 19-yard pickup that time by Griffin Harper. Great run and great block on the edge on the far side right that time to spring him and get him out and get that big run.
You took the words out of my mouth, Joe, and I believe it was Tyler Robinson, number zero, that did that. But he came real close to holding him, but you know, if you look real close, you could call holding just about every play now since they let you use your hands so much.
Right.
But that one, officials were looking right at it. So
first down, we'll call it the 46, almost another 47, almost the 47.
Use that play clock too, Joe.
Yeah, they are. 20, under 20 now, 7:28 in the quarter. Dartavius Bletson in the backfield now, right behind his quarterback in that pistol formation. One wide out, two on the far side.
They're saying sweep, Joe.
They're going to hand out, going to come over to this side.
Fake.
Quarterback keeps it. He runs the far side. That's going to be Borey. Borey gets 10, 12, maybe 14 yards out of it. Gets all the way down to the 35, gets 18 yards out of it, Harper tells me. Gets down to the 35-yard line. So two huge runs by Flowery Branch in a row right there, fellas. Gives them a great look.
Well, we've got the luxury here. The coaches to our left here is telling sort of what's going on, too.
That was a great fake, by the way. Everybody in the interior bit on that. Opened up that lane down the right sideline for a big game.
Griffin Harper in at the running back. Riley Borey is his quarterback. He's in the shotgun. They're in the pistol. Brooks Resinella at a receiver along with Tyler Robinson. Both on the near side. Takes the football. Hands off to his running back, Harper. Harper tries to get by a guy, gets bounced around like a pinball machine inside the 30, down to the 29. Got about five, maybe five and a half right there, Harper, on that first down play call. Tackled by Everett Rudisill.
Yeah, they ran in between the tackles. The two previous ones, the big gainers of 18, 19 yards, were to the outside. You run at the where the tight end would be if there was one in that position. Then you break it to the outside, get to the sideline. That one right there, right up the middle, you can do a lot of things offensively on second and three.
Harper, go back to their success in the first half at the middle.
That's all they had, success up there. I mean, I don't think they had a play where they didn't gain anything, Flower Branch, in terms of it worked. And it worked with consistency. Then you run a jet sweep and get the touchdown and open up things as well on your offense.
Morey with Harper. Harper hands off to Harper. Tries to go up the middle. Doesn't get anything. It was second and a long three. It's still going to be second and a long three. Balls are spotted at the 29. And they've got to get to right at the 25.
Riley Burry, when he gets that, he went up about a full yard towards the line of scrimmage, reading the defensive end in that RPO, and didn't like what he saw, and gave it to Griffin Harper, who had to fight like crazy to get anything up the middle. We were just talking, Mike, about how good they were running up the middle, and that time they got stuffed.
Yep.
Don't listen to Mike and me, Joe. Just don't do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Harper and Rudisill, one for Flower Branch and one for... If they don't sleep well tonight, they never will.
That's exactly right.
They're
going
to be really tired.
Third down, a long three to go. Pistol formation, two wideouts. Wideouts, Risanella and Robinson. This time run up again. Harper gets the first down inside the 25.
Lost the ball.
Ball's loose.
Ball popped out. Habersham says they have it, and they do.
Noah Harkins stripped it.
Noah Harkins came, stripped it, and took it out right there at the 22-yard line.
Number nine, Satterfone, came out of it, came out of the pile with it. At least he was the one holding up the ball. So what you talk about turning the tables now.
Uh-huh. Sonny Satterfone with the recovery right there, as Gary just told you.
I mean, what Flowery Branch was doing in the first half, Habersham Central is doing this half, and vice versa.
Yep. That's two turnovers now in this half by Flower Branch. First down and 10 at the half, 22. 5:13 in the quarter.
You got three timeouts, Joe. You got time.
Ooh. Caught a four-man, almost a high, and the ball's loose right there in the middle. Who gets on it? Flower Branch gets it. It's down right there at the 16-yard line.
Back to
number 12. Back-to-back turnovers. Number 12, Tanner Renard. Picks it really out of midair right there, fellas, and gets it down to the 16, first and 10 now.
The snap was high, and Paris Wilbanks had to leave his feet with his hands over his head. It was snapped over his helmet, so he barely gets a hold of it. And when he tries to give the hand off to Cantrell, that didn't go smoothly. The ball just literally pops out, and it's in midair before Flower Branch is able to pounce on it and take over at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, and Renard was one of the ones that helped stop that two-point conversion a while ago. So that's two huge defensive plays for Tyler Renard. And boy, did that one come at an opportune time.
Oh, didn't it?
You're just giving it back to people that you hadn't been able to stop very well this half.
And they have the momentum, and now they get it right down there, first down inside. Jackson Prehar back in the backfield. They're going to hand off to Jackson. Jackson's going to take it across the 15 down to the 14. First time we've seen him in the backfield. Jackson, that is. Saw the brother.
Yeah. And again, from Buford, both those boys, I guess, from Buford, since they're brothers. Harper, this is time when you put two hands on the ball when you're going through the middle like that.
Absolutely. And you didn't see Habersham do that successfully, but here's the other thing you got to do. Take your time. You have 30 seconds in between. You got to run that clock down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just get a field goal, you stretch it out there, you force Habersham to have to score a touchdown. Right now, they only need a field goal to tie.
4:28 in the regulation, 16-13, Branch with the lead. Boy, right up under center.
Griffin Harper in the game.
Griffin Harper back in the game. Two guys at the wing. Harper's down on the four-point stance, one man in motion. That's Bledson. Give it off to Harper. Harper drives down inside the 10, down to the 7. Well, I'll tell you what, Griffin's had a really good game running the game. Sonny Satterfone gets the stop after the game down to the inside the 10, down to the 8. Third down and 2 now. They can get the first down at the 6. 3:53.
Satterfone was one of the guys coming back that had a pretty good year last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a pretty good game this game.
One man on, one man off. It's like Tyler Robinson went off the field.
Griffin in the game along with Dartavius Bledson.
Borey going to be right up under center, which we don't see a lot. And he's been there a lot tonight, right
last
up under center.
Last time they did this, it was a sneak.
Mm-hmm. Josh Pacheco going to take a sneak right up the middle. Going to be awfully close to the first down.
Excuse me, at
the six-yard line.
Came out in that double wing, and Harper, you called it. Last time they were in that formation, they snuck, and they snuck it again.
They're going to be really short, going to be short about maybe a half a yard here, fellas. It looks like at a ball's at the seven, they've got to get close to the six. Third down fourth down and a yard, is where they are. 2:55 and running here in regulation. 16-13, Branch with the lead.
First down, I could close it out, Joe.
Yes.
Well, they've missed an extra point and a field goal, which was exactly
Doesn't
the
matter.
Same distance as an extra point. They're going for it.
Mm-hmm. Fourth down, a yard, a little less for the first down. Borey with the football up under center, stands up. They're going to take a timeout. Jason Sester and the Falcons.
And we'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute from Fly Branch on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Back here, Falcon Field, fourth down, about a yard to go. Burry up under center, sends Bledson in motion. Gives it off to number one, Harper. Harper gets the first down inside the five, down to the three.
That might do it, Joe.
He cracked in at the guard hole and then slid out just a little bit further, but with great leg drive. I mean, I was about to say this, you know, on fourth down, this just could be your ball game right here.
Well, Harper, here, you have to score down. You've got the time on your side and the lead.
If you're at the 3-yard line, Mike, you got to tell these guys to put it in. Come
oh, sure
on now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because that puts it out of reach.
First and goal, balls just outside the three, the 3.5, we'll call it.
Yeah, you get 7 out of this, and it doesn't matter what they do. You're not going to have enough time. The clock is not your friend if you're Habersham Central.
Benji
right here.
Harrison just told the side judge over here, no matter what happens, if they don't score, I'm calling timeout as soon as you call the play is dead. I'm calling timeout.
Great point.
Bursinger comes in for Robinson. Burry up under center. A couple of wings. Bledson's in. Going to give it off to the man. He's coming around this end, and he's going to be touchdown Falcons. They gave it off to number one. Griffin Harper again for the TD, and should wrap it up. Makes it a 9-point game. Could go to a 10-point game with the extra point. There's the light show.
Yeah, now you're 2 scores up with less than 2 minutes to play.
Mm-hmm.
Go back that big turnover by Fire Branch, and then immediately Habersham turns it over. And there's your ball game with Branch scoring.
Now you run a play from that tight wing T option formation, and you get to the outside.
Got a flag off sides on Habersham Central.
Yeah.
So let's see if it's.
So that's a dead ball foul.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take it, got to move it up.
And they'll attempt to kick, or they. No, they've got Borey, and. No, they've got number 11 in there, Rissanella. Harper's going to hold it. Harper will hold it at the 10. Rissanella will attempt to kick the right footer.
Plays
right
offense,
in the center of the field.
Offense, defense, apparently has pretty good hands. He's the holder.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the PAT.
Number one, Griffin Harper, down on his knee at the 8. Rissanella Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. 23-13 with 1:55 remaining.
We're back one more time from Fly Branch in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Time for the kickoff.
Missanella kicks it high. This time the up man comes up. Warren's going to get it at about the 7. He's going to get hit, but then he comes across to this side, gets it out to about the 10. They're going to say the 13 before getting knocked back. So it'll be first and 10 Habersham from their own 13 with 1:44 remaining.
Yeah, Jerry Isaac and Tristan Mendoza finally tracked him down. And they were forcing him. He caught it. Up here pretty close to me on about the 20. Then they were chasing him, and they ran him back to about the 13.
Yep, he was running in reverse, if you will. All right, you got number 8 back there, Cantrell, right behind his quarterback, Paris Wilbanks. 3-4 wideouts for Hab Central. 23-13, they got a score and score in a hurry. Cantrell moves over to the left of his quarterback. Wilbanks drops back, looking to pass. Almost got hit through it right over the middle, complete down. Oh, incomplete. Skinny ball popped out. The intended receiver was number 3 that time, Braden Strickland. And good defense right there. Strickland comes off hobbling a little bit.
Yeah,
defender was right on top of him.
Jackson Prehart, 6'1", 210, came up immediately, signaling he did not make the catch.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, you see the big thing. Go week 1 to week 2. What a great improvement the Branch has made here, especially on defense this week.
Tylen Davis, number 1, comes in to replace the previous receiver that went out, and I'm going to tell you, Wilbanks got hit hard on that one, too. There was a blitz.
Sophomore getting some lessons tonight. Throws it right in the middle. Complete to Whittington, but down to the 20. Kind of jitterbugs a little bit. Down to the 24. The ball popped out. Let's see who's got it. Flair Branch says they've got it. They're having to unpile the pile now. Got 1, 2, 3 officials in there.
Well, in any event, he kept him in bounds, so the clock's going to run.
Whittington keeps control of it. It'll be a first down at the looks like around the 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Yep, first down and 10.
Boy, the clock
1:10
is,
and running.
They still haven't spotted the ball yet. The clock is, they've lost 14 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
stop it
stop
now
it
at 108. But I'm like Harper. They should have stopped a little while ago when they finally figured it out, stopped it. But I thought the White Hat might do that. First down and 10. Ball's at the 24-yard line. Wilbanks back, rolls over to the near side. Now he's going to run it out of bounds around the 35, out of bounds at the 39, right at the 40-yard line. He was pushed out of bounds by Tanner Renard. Tanner's been in close to 10 or 12 tackles tonight.
Yeah, and you know, one thing about the Raiders from Habersham Central, they have a way of making things exciting at the end of games. I've caught several of their games when we've been coming out back from somewhere, and it seems like they're always in it in the fourth quarter.
Mike, interesting score. Old buddy Ron Poole just texted me, said North Hall is tied Wesleyan at 21 in the fourth quarter.
They sure have just did it.
First down and 10, balls at the 40. Hab Central, blitz coming from the far side. They pick it up. He's running. Oh, they're going to close him down right there at the 42-yard line. No, right there, Harper. He had the outside, the pressure came in from this near side. You got some guys getting in a scuffle on the other end of the 50 down there, around the 44 down there.
Well, Rylan Garrison is just roaming around and just trying to time up the snap. He's attacking from Habersham's right side, so Flowery Branch's left side, and he's been timing it up perfectly and just creating havoc in the backfield.
Had him by the shins that time.
Mm-hmm.
Harper would not let go.
Back up to 51 seconds now. They had it 43. They're going to run it back
up.
Timeout
by Habersham.
Timeout. Habersham Central, 23-13. Flower Branch in the lead.
And we'll keep it right here. And Joe, that's the score, 21-13. Benedictine leading Buford now in the fourth quarter.
Here's one for you. East Jackson by a point over Commerce in the fourth, 14-13.
Now, that's really interesting.
A surprise, yes.
Yeah.
East Jackson's got a little bit better each year, but, man, that'd be a huge upset if they were to win that.
Oh, just bragging rights in that area?
What, they're about 5 miles down the Waterworks Road right there?
Exactly.
They have the same zip code, so, hey, that's a big one there.
Madison's come back. They've taken the lead over Hart County, 29-23. East Forsyth with a big lead over Dawson County, 31-7 in the fourth quarter.
At least the Tigers scored.
Benedictine still up on Buford, according to this, 21-13.
Yes.
Antonio Cantrell comes back in at the running back. They're in an eye with four wideouts. He'll move over to the left side of his quarterback, Wilbanks. Wilbanks looks to pass, steps up in the pocket, slings it downfield. Nobody there. Closest guy was in a dark jersey. Down at the 25, it'll be second down and eight.
Parker Bury was the closest one to it, but even he wasn't very close.
West Forsyth is pretty talented. They're shutting out Marietta 28-0.
What did they say on the radio this morning, man? What did they say on the radio this morning?
Nobody wants to be on the radio this morning is what I'm hearing from Gary down there.
Mike must have said something that really
must have said something on the
one of the Flower Branch players.
Canilla Station.
Ah, Harry. Third down, 8 yards to go, ball. They've got to get down to the right at the 50-yard line to get the first down.
I don't know what Mark would have said down there.
Wilbanks gets it, looks, throws it right on a little screen right over the middle. He's going to be dropped at the 45-yard line. Cantrell back there, number 24, comes up and makes the tackle. Rylan Garrison, the middle linebacker, comes up and makes the tackle at the 46.
Boy, they've had some linebackers that have been all over the field and not making tackles, and Garrison's one of them.
I'm just surprised at how quick the front six are with Flower Branch. They have created havoc for the big five heavies for Habersham. They haven't been able to block them.
They've done real well, and they stand them up and get the linebackers time to blitz in there. Ends.
There's always somebody moving the quarterback out of his spot to where he has to make a more difficult throw.
Gary, first final in. Jefferson 38, Jackson County 3.
Well, how about that?
And I heard there may be a new high school coming to Jackson County. There's growing so much there in that county.
Everything's going right up 85.
Blowing up. Well, there's going to be a private school established at the old Jackson County High School there in Brazelton, but I'm not sure if that's going to be a high school or it's a charter school of some sort, I think.
Could be Glenn Academy, G-L-E-N-N Academy. Fourth down, about 4 yards to go. They got to get to midfield. They're at the 46. 40 seconds left. Back to pass. Throws it complete. Oh, he knocked it out of his hands.
Ball
great
game.
Job right there by number 9.
Yeah, Mendoza hit him at exactly the
same time. Exactly.
Yep. Knocked it right out of his hands.
Well, once again, Wilbanks goes back to pass. He's got two guys right in his face. He doesn't have a clear lane and it falls incomplete. Habersham will be 0-2. Here after 36
Harper,
seconds expire.
You used to say this on Sundays. Falcons win.
Harper's hoping he can say that about, 14, 15 times this year at least?
Yeah, they're not going to say it tonight. They're getting shut out. It was 31-0 in the fourth.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I said, Gary.
Not tonight, Gary. You're not going to hear it tonight.
Big one down in Gwinnett County. Mill Creek over North Cross, 14-7.
Well, they got to snap it once.
Yep, snap it once. Victory formation, that's what they're in. One guy back deep, that's going to be Robinson. But they'll snap it. Bory will go down on one leg, and the big defensive line comes in and wants to get a little aggressive, but everything's clean.
And I think that'll be the last guess.
Congratulations to the Falcons. What a game.
They lose a yard, but that's okay. It'll be under 25. They won't have to worry about running another play, and that'll be the first victory of the year. And move the Falcons to 1-1 as they're going to win this one 23-13 over Habersham Central.
Let's hear from Coach Jason Tesher now talking with Gary.
I think they're going to wait for there's still 3 seconds.
Yeah, they weren't. Coach Tesher, game's not over. Let's don't yet. We can.
Back of the being fourth down. Yep.
Yeah, there's some handshaking going on, so it'll be a little bit before Gary's able to catch up.
Yep. Sorry, jumped the gun there, Gary.
Well, I'm.
But yeah, that fourth down.
Can see if I can get a place where we can get a good signal.
Good luck.
So, waiting for this one to end.
Well, Joe, while we wait, a 1-1 is a heck of a lot better than 0-2. So Flowery Branch gets to celebrate. It'll be a much happier reception in the meeting rooms tomorrow when you're watching film.
And the thing is they played a really good, even though Abersham contributed to it, they played a really good first
half.
Here we go.
Gary's got it.
Coach, there are many times in a ball game where things turn, but the back-to-back interceptions there where you turn it over and got it right back, turning point in the game.
Just our kids' resiliency. We challenged them all week. They were pretty down. So we didn't play very well, but we knew we were young. And we told them just fight. They got to fight. If they make a great play, next play. Actually showed them right before we came out, Rocky IV and Drago getting cut. And it was, you know, I just spoke to, we're not giving up. We get knocked down. We're going to get up. We're going to keep fighting for four quarters. And honestly, our kids, there were a lot of times where they could have hung their head and talked body language. They stayed positive. We made a mistake and had a turnover, and our guys turned around and just got it right back. So I'm proud of this group. We're going to keep growing, and that's what non-region's for. Play great teams, build, get closer as a group, and let's move on to the next one.
The conventional wisdom is you make the biggest improvement from game one to game two. What improvement? Where did you see the greatest improvement in your team from week one to week two?
Just execution, both sides of the ball. We got to get better up front and just being consistent. So that's we talk B7 all the time. So that's what our challenge is. Take this. We're going to watch the film. We're going to look at the mistakes. Everything that we do is fixable. And our guys know that they're never going to be the bigger team. And they know they're going to have to come out and fight and fight and fight. And we're going to keep growing.
Yeah, you did give up some size tonight, but you managed to overcome that in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the sign of a good young team that's going to keep battling, and I'm excited for, you know, we're going to celebrate this win, give them about 24 hours, and we're going to get back to work.
Yeah, well, it's always better to watch that film after a win.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way. Jason Tester, man.
Thanks, Gary. Good job for Jason Tester. The Falcons, they end up winning this one by a final of 23-13. We're back in two with a final wrap-up for you here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
And welcome back to 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ exclusive coverage of Flying Branch, their victory over Habersham Central, winning 23-3 in a game Well, we talked about the defense for Flying Branch really stepped up. Last week they gave up four touchdowns to Jackson County, and this week just that one touchdown. In fact, two touchdowns they had there in the ball game. And I tell you what, guys, you really like what they did. And all the turnovers and mistakes by the Raiders tonight.
Exactly, and that cost them there late in the game. You know, they had the ball going down to attempt to possibly take the lead right there. They turned it over right there, and then Flyer Branch able to come down and score and get a touchdown out of that, and that really helped them, you know, to get over the hump, if you will. But, you know, Habersham looked pretty good in the second half. It's almost a tale of two halves, if you will, because, you know, Habersham, you know, gave Flyer Branch really great field position the first three possessions. They were able to go up 16 to nothing, and that's the way it was, and came back. And then in the second half, 13, and then they finally got the other 7 points. So, you know.
Well, I think the Raiders found a quarterback in the second half.
I believe so. That sophomore came in and played really, really well in the second half. You know, I know Harper's looking at stats right now, but I agree with you, Mike. I think they found their quarterback. He's a sophomore, but he can run it and he can pass it. And he didn't look like he was afraid in the pocket, even though it collapsed on him several times, as Harper pointed out. He didn't look like he was scared back there. That made a lot of difference.
So you got stats, Harper?
Yeah, Paris Wilbanks was 6 for 10. He had 72 yards in the air. He was sacked once. He hit Zeke Whittington, who ended up with 4 receptions for 47 yards. Donnie Warren had 2 for 25. Strickland and Jay Feltus each had 1 apiece. But running the ball was kind of by committee. Zeke Whittington had 6 rushes for 60 yards. Donnie Warren had 11 for 50. Paris Wilbanks, the quarterback who came in the second half, he had 32 yards on 6 carries. And Antonio Cantrell had 9 carries for 25 yards, but all for naught. They're interesting for me, guys. Habersham Central had 53 plays for 211 yards. Flowery Branch, 45 plays, 211 yards. So there were a lot of similarities in terms of the closeness and time of possession, 25 minutes for Flowery Branch, 22 minutes for Habersham. But here are some Flowery Branch stats. Griffin Harper, 25 carries, 176 yards and a touchdown. Dartavius Bledson, 4 carries for 11. Riley Burray had 5 for 10. Riley, the quarterback, was 0 for 5 with 1 interception. So no receiving yards for Flower Branch. They did everything on the ground here tonight, and they were able to get that extra turnover there at the end of the game and turn that into some points, and that really was the difference.
How many times you hear the old saying, Harper, you got to run the football to win ball games?
Got to run, you got to play defense, you know, to be competitive in anything. And Flower Branch, I was really surprised with the speed that they had. When Gary's interviewing coach, basically one of the points that I took out of it is we're not going to be the biggest team out there. You know, we're not big, but boy, they're fast, and they played very smart. They timed up everything that they needed to in terms of their blitz, made it very difficult for Habersham to throw the ball.
So next week it will be the Branch on the road. They'll be incoming, taking on for Science Central. And I think a winnable ball game there, Joe. And then the Raiders are back at home against White County after the Warriors had the night off. So they're at home next week there at Raiders Stadium, Larry Blackfield. He'll take on White County. Mm-hmm. And we'll be at Cherokee Bluff once again as the Bears will be 2-0. They are way ahead of Appalachia right now. Hope we get a chance to talk to Coach Tommy Jones during the final score this evening starting at 11. As it will be Cherokee Bluff going up against North Hall coming up next Friday night. And right now, North Hall is tied with Wesleyan, which surprises me because of that quarterback they have. But, boy, North Hall is doing a job. We'll talk with Joey Kenny during the final score tonight. Right now, they're still tied deep in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that'll be a really good ball game next week, I think, with us. And, you know, North Hall playing as well as they are, you know, hey, that could be one of those classics like we saw a couple of years ago when Cherokee Bluff was making their run into the playoffs.
Well, isn't it interesting? Just last week, Cherokee Bluff is going against a team that only lost once, and they were undefeated during the regular season in Lumpkin County. Granted, different classifications, but I think you get in practice and in camp, and you do things over and over again, and you're not quite sure as a player whether or not it's going to work. Because you're doing it against your guys. When you do it against somebody else and it works and you win, even after a 90-minute rain delay, that carried over into tonight. They played well, and we'll find out how good they have progressed when we're there next week.
Well, again, next week it'll be Fly Branch on the road. And for Science Central, again, I think a winnable ball game from that standpoint. And to see them, they can start a winning streak here in non-region play. will get them ready for their region at Aquad A.
Well, you talk about Forsyth Central. They're trailing, according to this scoreboard, 7-6 in the third quarter to Winder Bear. And I know that's they're in the fourth quarter by now, but still, you know, that's like you said, another winnable game by Forsyth for.
Well, the Bulldogs lose, that'd be for Forsyth Central, be 0-2 for them, because after they lost to East Forsyth last week, that would be something for. The brands are ready to work on here for this upcoming Friday night.
That's for sure. So it'll be a good game next week. And, you know, these a lot of good games in the area. East Hall had the lead the last time we saw 21-7 over Oglethorpe County. Hopefully they can hold on to that and get Coach Matt Turner a win. And that'll be a good thing for them up there. That'll be 2-0 for them. First time they've done that in a long time.
And also, the next time the Flying Branch is at home, we're here. Coming up on September 27th is their next home game.
Joe. Wow. Been on the road for a week or two.
And then also bye week in also with that. So we're back here on September 27th. They'll take on the coach the East Forsyth Broncos. Coach Cannon and his team coming in to take on the Falcons. Here it comes on September 27th. Again, next week we'll be at Cherokee Bluff as the Bears take on the Northall Trojans. Once again, final score here from Falcon Field was Flyer Branch 23, Habersham Central 13. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday night. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll bring you the GNN scoreboard known as Friday Night Lights with Chester Proctor. Then I'm back at 11 from the Sports Center as we'll bring you the final score. So stay tuned. We've got much more for you here on 97.5 Glory FM. Make sure to join us tomorrow morning. Harper will join me to talk about NFL football, last portion of our program. We'll bring you the Saturday Morning Sports Show starting at 9:05. I'll be in the Sports Center. We'll have special guests on the phone lined up to talk with us tomorrow morning about high school football. Plus, we'll have a live video stream on our brand new YouTube channel known as At Team Glory Sports. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for Harper Bell, for Gary Glenn, and for Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Warford. Thanks for being with us here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by North Hall Tire and Wheel. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.